of what's happened.
More from journalist Pascal Bonifoy in Santiago.
There's starting to be a little bit of food scarcity, but that's not the main problem right now. The main problem is water, and there has been some complaints that help is getting there too slow.
First Haiti, now Chile. Marcia McNutt, the director of the U.S. Geological Survey, tells the CBS Early Show,
"We have to use these earthquakes as learning moments to better prepare the people of the United States for such a catastrophe. And every time one of these earthquakes happens to our neighbors, we do learn something."
Rough weather has hammered the western part of France. A storm with hurricane-force winds has left at least 47 people dead, with one official predicting the toll will rise. High winds were part of the powerful storm that churned through the northeast late last week, and nearly 200,000 customers remain without power. One particular problem area is Maine. Sarah Burns is president of Central Maine Power Company.
When you get 60 and 70-mile-hour winds, it's not branches that come down, it's trees that come down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been struggling with.
Well, President Obama this morning unveils new education initiatives. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, those initiatives are aimed at one of the president's top education concerns.
Stemming the tide of dropouts will require turning around our low-performing schools.
To reverse what he's described as the dropout epidemic, the president will announce $900 million in federal grants to improve substandard schools. The federal help, though, will require some tough actions, including possibly firing principals or even shutting down failing schools. The administration says only 70% of starting high school freshmen go on to graduate. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This is not a red-letter day for doctors. This is the day they will see a 21% cut in Medicare payments because the Senate failed to act in time to prevent the rollback. Lawmakers could reverse that later in the week. And the same could happen to a measure that's led to furloughing 2,000 federal transportation workers and also suspending unemployment benefits. Well, the Olympic flame extinguished now in Vancouver. The Winter Games are over. As CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports, the competition ended with the highest drama of all.
On the final day, there were golden dreams for Canada, silver heartache for the U.S. The showdown gold medal hockey match between the two countries was a classic confrontation. The Canadians took a 2-0 lead, but the U.S. came back, tying the game with just 24 seconds left. That sent the game into overtime, where the Canadians won it 3-2 on a goal by Sidney Crosby.
To do it here in Canada, you know what, it doesn't get any better.
Canadians in Vancouver celebrated the triumph.
Canada! It's the best.
A few hours later, the Olympics came to an end.
I declare the 21st Olympic Winter Games closed.
The Americans end up with the most overall medals, 37. The Canadians with the most gold, 14. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
It's 4 past the hour.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Less than a week since a gun wounded two students, classes resumed today at Deer Creek Middle School in Littleton. A judge in Colorado Springs plans to issue a ruling today on the custody battle over the frozen remains of a 71-year-old woman. Mary Robbins had signed a contract allowing the Alcor Life Extension Foundation to preserve her head and brain, but her family says Robbins changed her mind before she died. Her body's being stored in dry ice at a Colorado Springs mortuary until the case is settled. Get ready for some flight delays at DIA and across the country. JFK in New York is shutting down its main runway for repairs. The four-month project is not only going to delay flights in and out of New York, but it'll have a ripple effect at other airports, including Denver. The shutdown period also means fewer flights for some airlines and possibly higher ticket prices. In sports, both the Nuggets and the Avs are in action tonight. The Nuggets play the Suns in Phoenix. The Avs are at home to play the Red Wings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Weather factoring in on the drive this morning. Definitely making the highways wet here in the metro area. Maybe a little icy on some of those bridges and overpasses, so take a little easier there. Have a good extra 10 to 15 buffer on your drive. You're going to need it. For now, we're actually dealing with some decent speeds around town. Traffic is getting a little heavier. Southbound I-25 coming in from Thornton and Northland, heading into downtown, as well as north and southbound 225 getting on at Parker Road. Up in the high country, more snowpack for I-70 up near the Eisenhower Tunnel. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your census form arrives mid-March. Take 10 minutes to answer 10 simple questions and help your community get what it needs, like funding for schools, hospitals, and roads. Learn more at 2010census.gov. That's 2010census.gov.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
Your talk show host, Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well-toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Well, howdy. It is the Bill Press Radio Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today, Monday, March 1st, as we move right along into spring. Not quite. We're supposed to get more snow, is that right, here in D.C.?
Maybe a passing flurry tomorrow. Not a Snowmageddon, Snowpocalypse 5.0.
Favorite, by the way, I've moved on from Snowmageddon and Snowpocalypse. My favorite from the big snowstorm was Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
That was my favorite.
Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I did not.
Okay.
But I like that one better than all the overreported ones.
By
the way, speaking of which, up in New York and all up and down, like the
New England,
Northeast New England, yeah, New Hampshire, all that stuff. I mean, they got hammered with snow.
Pennsylvania, yeah, they got eaten.
They got totally eaten up with snow. So. Anyway, a lot of them without power, but, you know, look, we feel their pain, but I'm fine with not getting any snow here in D.C. this time around. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today, streaming live at BillPressShow.com, where you can also buy yourself a couple of bags of Bill's Brew from our friends at USA Coffee Company, the only union-grown American coffee that you can find. Bill's Brew, it's at BillPressShow.com. Running the board today is Dan Henning. Mr. Henning, how are you?
Fantastic. Hi there, Peter.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
The hell's going on? It's like we got Robo-Dan. What happened?
Nothing.
And
you were looking extra chipper this morning.
I won't back down. I had just a little bit of evening last night.
Sure.
I had just a touch of the evening. Just a little too much of it. I'll be honest. And screening your calls is Stevie Lee Webb. Stevie.
Good morning, sir.
There he is.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dan just scared the living hell out of me.
That was very weird. He went to, like, Robo-Dan.
Oh.
Dan, stop reading your phone and pay attention for 2 seconds. What are you doing over there?
I'm following
the
news.
What are you doing? You on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
I'm telling you.
Twitter.com/BP show.
Okay. If you can't use your phone properly, it'll be taken away, and you'll be giving it back when you learn how to use it.
So I'm being a good producer. Would you like to know what I'm doing? I'm looking at the phone number for our next guest.
I already gave you the number for the guest. You should have it written down.
I've got it in my phone.
Dan, you're playing on that phone all the time. Jesus.
I think you've gone a little bit far, and you've ruined it for a lot of people. I've not enjoyed your behavior at all today.
Wow.
And I think that's something for you to go home and think about.
All right, so look at these.
I'm going to go home and spend more time with my family.
That's a good idea. Hey, by the way, this almost bums me out a little bit, because one of the greatest rock mysteries of all time is who is the song You're So Vain about? Carly Simon did the song You're So Vain. We all know what it sounds like. And there are all these rumors. Was it about Warren Beatty, one of her former lovers? Was it about Mick Jagger? One of the names that was kicked around was David Bowie, and another name was David Geffen. Now, she shot down the David Bowie idea. She said it's definitely not him. So when we heard that she had re-released a digitally remastered copy of You're So Vain, we heard this. Listen carefully. Up. Mr. Henning, back that up. I want to hear that again. David! David! So now everyone is saying, like, now, she just sort of, you know, snuck that in there because we were all wondering about who you're so vain about. So there it is. It's David Geffen. See, I thought it was about a different David, like Davy Jones from the Monkees. But it wasn't that David. It's David Geffen.
It actually sounds a little bit like it's been played backwards or something.
No, you know what? She's speaking Na'vi from Avatar.
Oh, shut up.
James Cameron. It must have been about him. You see? Well, but I'm sort of bummed out. Like, I'm sort of pissed. You know, like when we found out who Deep Throat was with Watergate. Like, I like a couple of mysteries out there. You know? So, anyway.
The original remastered track said, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, I am the Eggman Pikachu.
Right, right. 11 minutes past the hour, Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Big, big hour coming up. We'll be speaking to Dennis Van Roekel from the National Education Association, and we'll be joined in mere moments by Carol Lee from Politico. But first...
is the Full Court Press.
Well, on this Monday, other headlines making news. Scandal ahead of this upcoming weekend's Academy Awards in Hollywood.
This is crazy.
MSNBC reporting the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is considering action against one of the producers of The Hurt Locker. He sent multiple emails to Academy members to vote for his movie for Best Picture and, quote, not a $500 million film,
yeah.
An obvious reference to Avatar.
It's tacky.
Oscar rules strictly prohibit mailings that cast negative light on competing films in your category.
And that's going to hurt their chances, not only, you know, with the whole rules and regulations thing, but, I mean, you know, you lose the favor of the critics. Anybody want to make an early prediction of what's going to win Best Picture, Dan?
Avatar.
Stevie?
Anything with Jean-Claude Van Damme in it this year?
I'm sorry, no.
Not interested.
Okay. The correct answer is Inglourious Basterds will win Best Picture.
Oh, sure.
Watch!
No confirmation from Simon Cowell, but his girlfriend says they are engaged. Mishkan Husseini herself tells Radar Online she and the judge are getting married.
Guilty.
She was sporting a sparkling ring when she said so the other day. She is... What?
No, go ahead.
She is the head of makeup on American Idol. They've been dating for a while since he broke up with his previous girlfriend. And now she says they're getting hitched.
All right.
You are a horrible...
What? I didn't say anything.
Neil Young, Michael Bublé, William Shatner, Michael J. Fox.
One of these things is not like the other.
All among the famous Canadians who helped bring an end to the Winter Olympics last night. Young doing a solo performance of his 76 hit Long May You Run as the Olympic flame was extinguished. Other highlights included monologues from William Shatner and Michael J. Fox, and Michael Bublé led the crowd in the Made in Canada parade.
No, when you say other highlights include, Michael Bublé's name does not come up. And I'm surprised you didn't mention your favorite band, Nickelback.
Nickelback should have been there. They should have recorded.
How does Nickelback perform and Rush doesn't?
Because Nickelback is awesome.
Get out.
Not as awesome as William Shatner, though.
Yeah. Look, I'll be honest. That's a pretty cool move, them having William Shatner.
My God.
14 minutes past the hour. It is Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Thank you so much for tuning in on this March 1st. Well, I have to tell you, so Friday, I mean, it was just like news everywhere. Like, normally Fridays is just sort of like, you know, slow news day. You know, if they want to sneak out some news, it happens. But, like, things just start blowing up on Friday afternoon. Desiree Rogers stepping down as White House Social Secretary. So we went right to our friends at Politico. And Carol Lee, White House reporter, she joins us now on the Bill Press Show. Carol? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you coming on with the second string. It takes some guts to come on.
You're not second string.
Oh, come on.
He's third string.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So what the hell happened? I mean, so tell us first why she's leaving.
I think everyone...
Give us the reason that she said she's leaving, and then give us the real reason that she's leaving.
There's been rumors about this for, I don't know, forever now, and they really started to step up in the last week or so. And she said she's leaving because she's done her duty as making the White House the quote-unquote people's house, and she wants to return to the corporate world, and will be heading back to Chicago. Now, as everyone knows, Desiree Rogers has been a bit of a lightning rod for there in the East Wing.
Yeah.
And there is the infamous Salahi's incident.
Oh, right.
Right, yeah. I know everyone forgets about that. So it didn't even happen. And so, you know, that sort of that clouded her tenure there a bit. And the White House's press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said that had, you know, what was his quote? He said, I don't think it had anything to do with it.
Let me play the Robert Gibbs clip really quickly, because sure. He actually did. He was asked about this on Friday, and he spoke out about it.
She's not been asked to leave. She's decided it's time to go back to doing other things that she loves.
Yeah, I mean, that's BS, right?
I mean, I think that she has decided that it's time to leave. And to do other things that she loves, but I think it would be hard to argue that that incident didn't play some role in either her desire to leave or you know, the White House's desire to leave. Although he was very clear that she was not asked to go, that she's doing it on her own.
Yeah, why now? I mean, I'm just curious as to why now. I mean, the Salahi thing. I mean, it almost looked like they had gotten past it.
Well, I mean, she did. They did. There's been a bunch of, you know, she saw them through the White House through a very, very busy holiday season. You know, it seems like if she was going to go, this is sort of a good time to step out, because yeah, there's nothing major coming up. She's leaving next month, so I imagine she'll be here for the Easter egg roll, which is a big event. And the president has a dinner with the Sarkozy of France. Right. And so it seems like she'll be there for that as well. And so there's a little bit of a lull.
Yeah. So now they've already named Juliana Smoot.
Yes,
I mean, that was quick, right?
Yes.
Almost as if they had this whole thing plotted out. That's very weird, Carol.
It's like when you know that a job's posted that it's already been filled.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do we know about Juliana Smoot as the next White House social secretary?
Well, she's sort of the opposite of Desiree Rogers in the sense that she's a Washington insider. She is a big fundraiser. She was a finance director in the Obama campaign. She was one of the first handful of people hired by the campaign. She's worked for Senator Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Harry Reid, Jay Rockefeller. And most recently, she's been the chief of staff to U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk. And she is being brought in. A person told me that she wasn't exactly happy as chief of staff to the U.S. Trade Representative. It's not her necessarily her favorite issue or whatnot. And now she'll be moving over and taking over the social secretary office.
You know, everyone's going to be watching for that next state dinner.
Yes. One of the things that I think people will be watching for too is that it's sort of unusual to have a fundraiser in this position. Usually it's somebody who's really close to the president or first lady and, you know, has experience planning events. And there's, you know, and the White House would say that she does have experience. She did a lot of fundraising events and such.
And then they can always just say, I mean, honestly, how bad could it be? Look at the last one we had. I mean, she had experience, and look how that turned out. So moving away really quickly from the Desiree Rogers situation, you're covering
sure.
the White House there for Politico, politico.com, sure. one of our must-stop websites in the morning. We check
right.
out every morning.
Yeah.
So the president is supposed to unveil his sort of path to health care this week.
Yes.
Do we have any idea what that's going to look like? Is it going to be exactly what he proposed before, or is he going to put some Republican ideas in?
I mean, I think that the White House would argue that there already are Republican ideas
right.
in there. I think it'll be some sort of hybrid. It's not going to be exactly what he proposed. It'll be something that they think they can get through the House and the Senate and satisfy both moderates and liberals. But the interesting part of that is, what's the path going to be? Is it going to be through reconciliation? Are they going to see if they can hold out and maybe get a couple Republican votes? Are they going to do smaller bills? I mean, that's the intriguing part. I mean, the pieces I don't think will wind up being that much different, but how it gets done.
Well,
process of it, the sausage making, as you will.
It will be interesting. I predict they're going to go the reconciliation route. I mean, I'll be curious to see how aggressive he is in pushing that, which I know a lot
right.
of people are. So,
right, yeah.
All right, yeah. Carol. I really appreciate it. Carol Lee from Politico. We always appreciate your time.
Anytime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Carol. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we will talk more about the president. I have to share with you a very interesting story that got sort of buried over the weekend. I'll tell you all about that when we come back. It's Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You're searching for a deal on a getaway to a secluded beach. No, wait, your favorite city. When can you go?
No idea. Why are you looking? Why not?
For you, there's a website called Travel Ticker with freshly updated deals like a four-night sun-drenched getaway to Cabo San Lucas with air from 516. At travel-ticker.com, our insider staff lives for why not. They find the most unheard of deals, then refresh their hand-picked favorites every hour. See if your why not deal is at travel-ticker.com today.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, Geico can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball. Bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses? How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business. And you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Wow, that dinner was delicious.
Yep, totally sucked. A lot.
And that 12-layer chocolate cake? I didn't even know that was possible.
12 layers of deliciously horrible chocolate. Really, really horrible.
You know, honey, we should come here again.
It'll still suck, but why not?
When you're quitting smoking, a great meal without a cigarette sucks. Nicorette makes it suck less, doubling your chances of success. Learn more at Nicorette.com. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Hey. I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
It's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price, $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-992-4314. That's 1-800-992-4314. 1-800-992-4314.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
talking about it? We're talking about it. This is the Bill Press Show.
That's true.
You're talking about it, we're talking about it.
B. Rogren sitting in for Bill Press today. Monday, March 1st. Bill's going to be back in a couple of days. He's out of town on some business. But we'll be back tomorrow if the creek don't rise. So I appreciate you tuning in. Always taking your emails at www.billpressshow.com, where you can also buy yourself a podcast account. Get the show in its entirety, without the commercials, by the way. Or we just separated out into little individual pieces for you to listen to, little nuggets, if you will. For instance, we have the Congressman George Miller interview up there for you. If you didn't hear it on Friday, he was in the healthcare summit. And we have that for you commercial-free. BillPressShow.com. Just buy yourself a podcast account. I have to tell you this story because a lot of people won't hear about it because it happened over the weekend. On, you know, they say if you want to bury news, you put it on a Friday at 5 o'clock or Friday afternoon. The only way to more effectively bury news is to do it on a Saturday. Headline, Obama signs one-year extension of the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act? The Patriot Act? He signed the Patriot Act? An extension? Really? I mean, if there's one boogeyman of the American left wing, it's the Patriot Act that George Bush put together in the post-9/11 world. It would have expired on Sunday, and Obama just snuck that signature right through on Saturday. I'm a little stunned. Dave Schreiber from ABC News gives us the details.
The president signed a one-year extension of key parts of the Patriot Act Saturday. They were due to expire Sunday. The counterterrorism law came together after the 9/11 attacks. It gave law enforcement new surveillance abilities. Critics say the law gives the government too much power.
What is still allowed? Roving wiretaps that permit surveillance on multiple phones. That doesn't sound like a good idea. Seizure of records and property in anti-terrorism operations. Again, I know that the intentions are good here, but we saw how they got abused under the George Bush administration. And permit surveillance against so-called lone wolf, U.S. non-U.S. citizens and U.S. citizens engaged in terrorism who may or may not be part of a recognized terror group. I mean, really? He couldn't have made a stand on the Patriot Act and said, look, we understand the intention here is good, but we need to revise this piece of legislation because George Bush abused it. I'm not okay with that, but it's out there. NEA President Dennis Van Roekel coming up next on the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm Corey, a customer service agent at LifeLock, with a true story about a California couple who were victims of identity theft. The husband said he thought about LifeLock even before the thieves broke into their car and used their credit cards to buy several TVs. But when asked why he hadn't signed up earlier, he said two things held them back. First, he wondered if LifeLock protection was expensive. And second, he was busy and thought signing up would take too much time. Let's set the record straight. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help deter it is so low? And about it being time-consuming to set up, it's a five-minute call. You only need your Social Security number to get started. Just answer a few easy questions, and we will take it from there.
The call takes just minutes, so order now and mention Radio 30 to receive 10% off your annual LifeLock enrollment and get 30 days free.
Visit LifeLock.com or call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. 800-983-0552.
NBC Monday has the three things every criminal fears most. Law, order, and Chuck.
Yes, I know this.
For Chuck, it's no more Mr. Nice Spy.
You're going to become the world's most dangerous assassin.
But will it kill his love life? Then it's a new two-hour Law & Order event with Academy Award nominee Deborah Winger.
You're about to be charged with five murders.
I expect to be fully exonerated.
It's a new Chuck and a two-hour Law & Order event. Justice comes to NBC, starting tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master heat pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today, 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
This is the sound of vicious, angry weasels. This is their cage door opening in my car. Whoa! This is me earlier, searching online for a pet store. I ran out of their food. A map would have helped. And a phone number. Not every pet store sells weasel chow, it turns out. It would have been good to know that.
Yahoo Search delivers local business info, maps, ratings, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo! The weight loss, it's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-992-4314. That's 1-800-992-4314. 1-800-992-4314.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world, this is the Bill Press Show.
Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today, Monday, March 1. Thank you very much for joining us. Give us a call at 866-55-PRESS or shoot us an email at www.billpressshow.com. And joining us now is the president of the NEA, the National Education Association, Dennis Van Roekel. Mr. President, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, Peter.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to point out that the big reason you're with us is tomorrow is Read Across America Day, right?
Absolutely. It's in honor of Dr. Seuss's 106th birthday. He was born in 1904. And NEA has had our Read Across America Day since 1997. And we estimate that by the end of the week this week, we will, in all 50 states, we will have some 45 million adults and children involved in reading. Students who are read to and read themselves do better in school and in life, and so it's a great thing. Here in Washington, D.C., we will kick it off at the Library of Congress, and we will be joined by First Lady Michelle Obama, Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan, and the Librarian of the Library of Congress, Dr. James Billington. So we plus 300 students, all in red and white stovepipe hats in honor of Cat in the Hat.
So oh, that's cool.
Day.
That's very
yeah.
cool. And I think it's important to point out that this is a very special Read Across America Day because we finally have a president who can actually read. I kid. George Bush can read. I'm just kidding. No, I really would like to focus on the importance of reading to kids and teaching them to read. You know, even if you're just reading them a bedtime story, that type of thing. It's absolutely important that you get that into kids, so.
You know, and it's fun that kids of all ages enjoy it. When my grandchildren, from the earliest age, before they could really knew what was going on, I'm sure, they would just sit there quietly as I read. And as they get older and they learn to read themselves, they like to read to you, but they're always willing to sit down and be read to. It's a great activity. And as parents and grandparents, we need to be good role models. They need to see us reading. And the reading is not only important to do, but it's fun. And I think that's one of the things we can do as role models. A parent gave me just the greatest suggestion. he told me that when his kids were young, he used to take them to the library after school, and he said they would do their homework there. It was a quiet place to work, and their reward, as soon as homework was done, is they could read anything in the library. And he said, I didn't drop them off. I stayed there with them, and I read. And I thought, what a great way of building not only the interest in reading, but also in doing well in school. If you have an opportunity to do that, and as grandparents, I know that's one I can do, and I'm planning to do it.
Excellent. So this is the Read Across America Day. It's tomorrow. Who else is getting involved in this? Other celebrities? Are there other events going on?
In all 50 states, we will have governors and members of state legislators, Supreme Court members, and people in all walks of life, adults in every different conceivable job will be participating in different places and showing kids that you're never too old, too wacky, too wild to pick up a book and read with a child. So we hope on March 2nd we will increase the awareness and the importance, and it'll be a year-long effort to get kids involved in reading.
You know, I was just reading some of the previous or past celebrity participants, James Earl Jones. How much would you give to have James Earl Jones read something like Where the Wild Things Are?
I mean, would listen to him read anything.
Honest to God, I would listen to him just read the phone book. You know, to hear that voice.
Right.
Isn't that great? Yeah. I would love to hear that. So anyway, it's Read Across America Day. It is tomorrow. Get involved. You have kids. Seriously, I want to ask you very quickly, Mr. President, President Dennis Van Roekel of the NEA. So we've got a new president. How is his approach to education in this country? How's he doing so far?
Well, I think one of the most important things about President Obama, and it started with his campaign and it's gone all through his budget proposal, and that is his understanding that education is really a lifelong endeavor. You don't start, finish, and then you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through like in his budget proposal. Not only did he have, something around $8 billion for Head Start and early Head Start, he also put in $9 billion in early childhood challenge grants, saying to states, develop programs for early childhood, and we will match those or give awards. He also then recognized the importance in K-12 with many of the programs. But in his budget proposal, he also showed the importance of higher education, increasing Pell Grants and increased accessibility, especially in community colleges. In these days, with the jobs totally changing, disappearing, there are so many adults who need that opportunity to get some new skills, and the community colleges is where they can get that. So his emphasis from pre-K through adult life of education, I think, is excellent. And in terms of his record, he's done very well. In the America Recovery Reinvestment Act,
yeah,
$130 billion into education, and I think that investment will pay huge dividends.
I'm going to get a little political here, and you can go there with me if you want, but you know, comparing the Race to the Top versus the No Child Left Behind Act, how do you see that comparing the two?
Well, No Child Left Behind is the name we gave to the Elementary Secondary Education Act, and of course that'll be up for reauthorization, which deals with a far greater group of all students, whereas Race to the Top is really focusing on those students of the greatest need. So they're different. Race to the Top, there are parts of it that I don't support as much as others, but what I do like is that it's the emphasis on we need to address what's happening to some of our students in America. They are not getting what they need. The graduation or the dropout rate in this country doesn't fluctuate up and down like the Dow Jones average. It remains pretty constant. Somewhere around 25% to 30% of our youth do not graduate from high school. Then the 21st century, that's a formula for disaster. I mean, 50 years ago, there were jobs in farming and industry and manufacturing that even if you didn't graduate from high school, you could find a good middle-class solid job to raise a family, educate your own children. That doesn't exist today. And we need to really think about, in the 21st century, what do students now need to know and be able to do to be successful in life, and then build an education program that matches that. So looking at these students who are not achieving is important, and we need to look at that entire educational system. And the last thing I would say about that that's really important that comes from President Obama is the importance of collaboration. You can't change an educational system or what's happening to students, in my opinion, if you don't bring together management, the school board, and the employees in their union. They're the people who are there on a day-to-day basis. You must involve in collaboration in order to really make a difference for students there. So I'm hoping that as we move forward, it's tough to do this in these economic times, but at least we're pointed in the right direction, the emphasis and the importance of education.
Excellent analysis there from someone who knows a thing or two about it. I want to ask you again. We had Lily Eskelson on the show not so long ago.
Oh, yes, my vice president.
Yeah, and she's great, and she was talking about health care and the president's health care plan and how it affects teachers in this country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, of the 47 million people who are uninsured, there are about 9 million of those who are children. I think probably the best example of the impact is in asthma. Asthma is the number one reason for absence in elementary school. And asthma is a condition that, if treated early and correctly, it can be managed. But when students who parents don't have access to doctors and health care, what happens is it's ignored. They can't take them to a doctor, and then it gets to a crisis situation, and then they're missing school. So I think that's one really simple example of how important health care is to children. And as a parent and a grandparent, I can't imagine the agony it must be as a parent to not be able to take your child to get health care. Your child is sick or needs something, you know they do, and you can't afford it. It just is absurd to me, in the richest, most powerful nation in the world, that we would deny health care coverage to the most vulnerable and our next generation. We got to find a way to fix it.
Amen. Amen. President Dennis Van Roekel, it is Read Across America Day tomorrow. All right, I'm going to put everyone on the spot here very quickly. Mr. President, your favorite book of all time?
Oh, there's so many in that list. But when I talk about my grandkids, reading to little kids, Dr. Seuss books, I just love them all.
Yeah.
But as a... what I found is, I'm a high school math teacher for 23 years. And
oh, you would have hated me. You would have hated me. High school math, oh, man, you got to be kidding.
Oh, we would have done it together. But I found as an adult, and in my job now, I spend a lot of time on airplanes. Some people say, how in the world can you stand all that travel? For me, it's wonderful because I get on an airplane in anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. There's no phone, no bothering me, and I just read.
Perfect.
And so I read so many books now, I'd be hard-pressed to pick a favorite because I just have so many that I enjoy.
All right. Very diplomatic answer. I'll put it that way. NEA President Dennis Van Roekel, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
You have a good day.
Take care. It's 43 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Preston. We'll be back right after this.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Can I get your name? Next.
The coffee house. The lines. The lingo. The cost. Why not try a better way and add your flavor with Coffee Mate? With 25 delicious flavors to choose from, like Italian sweet cream and vanilla caramel, all at a fraction of the cost of the coffee house, the possibilities are endless. So add your flavor with Coffee Mate Creamer from Nestle.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all 3M Post-it and Scotch Magic Tape at OfficeMax. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
Now 30 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Farmers Insurance has discounts for all kinds of things, like automatic checking withdrawal.
driving a hybrid, and combining your auto and life policies. Plus, we offer discounts for many professions, including teachers, realtors, physicians, and engineers. In fact, we have dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Ask the pros at Farmers about all the discounts you should be getting. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell shame.
Do you like to save money? Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. And who doesn't, right? But how does a locally owned independent appliance store stay competitive with the big box stores? By being a member of the largest buying group in the country. That's how. Well, we're members. That's why we offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience the Mountain High difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. We're simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Bill Press Show. This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. Welcome. It is Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. That was an interesting interview with the NEA president, Dennis Van Roekel. I would honestly, if I was a child and I heard, like, James Earl Jones reading Where the Wild Things Are, or, as he said, anything, it would scare the daylights out of me. If they read that to me as a bedtime story, and the wild things gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes. I mean, talk about the voice of someone that's about to, you know. Look, I'm just saying, if you're going to have James Earl Jones read stories to kids, you should maybe pick the stories carefully.
If he did it with the Darth Vader helmet on, it would be even better.
How great would that be?
That would be awesome.
How great would that be? Anyway, over the weekend, President Obama went to go check out his health and his little checkup. So here's what we know about the president. Overall, he's healthy. His doctor advised that he should keep trying to kick the smoking habit, which is interesting. We haven't talked about that in a while, his whole nicotine addiction.
Because it doesn't happen very often.
No, I understand, but like he does a good job of hiding it. No one's ever seen him with a cigarette in public that I know of. I've never seen the picture of it, and trust me, if it happened, we would see it. But his doctor advised him to keep trying to kick the smoking. Says he should try nicotine gum. He also said that Barack Obama's cholesterol levels have crept up to borderline high, and he should alter his diet to deal with that. He also has sort of a bum knee, so his doctor advised that he change up his exercise regimen. Dan, you're Mr. Internet over there.
I am the director of social media for the Bill Press Show.
A title that you just made up on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, you're following Mark Knoller, who knows all things presidential. He's like the librarian over there.
Yeah, so he was tweeting about Obama's doctor's appointment yesterday, and he says, "I've covered President Obama from day one and have never seen him light up. He's an adult. It's legal. The scold should get off his back." It's interesting because, you know, he keeps all the stats of everything the president does. Mark Knoller from CBS, been on the show plenty of times. So if anyone would know, he would know. Yeah. He would have seen this happen.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting, you know. I mean, look, if the president's a smoker, I think people should know about that.
Sure. And then he goes on to say, Obama's got a heart rate of 56, blood pressure 105 over 62, and his lungs are clear. He could not be smoking much.
That's a fair point, too. Look, if it gets out of control with the smoking, then I think we have cause for concern. But look, apparently he has a cigarette every now and then.
Mark Knoller goes on, maybe that's why Obama walked back to the White House during the healthcare summit lunch break, needed to light up. Can't blame him for that.
You know what? If there was ever a situation where I would say, like, you need to go have a cigarette and just sort of, you know, chill those nerves a little bit, that might be the time to do it in the middle of the healthcare summit. Anyway, it's Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press and talking about the healthcare summit. This week, we will get word from President Obama as to what the plan is going to be as we move forward on health care. Are we going to go with reconciliation? Are we going to do a little piece at a time? How are we going to handle this? And, of course, that's all the Sunday shows talked about. First of all, in terms of getting a bill out of the House, John Kyle says he's not even sure if they have the votes.
They may do a lot of things in order to get those votes. Some of the backroom deal-making that characterized the previous legislation that the American people didn't like so much. I think their bigger problem is going to be in the House of Representatives, where they basically don't have any votes to spare on a pure majority vote.
What kind of votes do they have? Let's ask Nancy Ann DeParle from the White House.
I believe that we will have the votes to pass this in Congress. I believe that the president will keep fighting.
All right. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, Republicans are really trying to demonize this whole process. And, you know, in terms of reconciliation, I don't know. President Obama hasn't really been that open to doing it up until last week, the healthcare summit, when he mentioned, you know, I think people would be okay with just a simple majority vote. Get the 51 votes. 51 votes. That's all you need. That's a majority. I think everybody would be okay with that. So it'll be interesting to see how we go with that. The other option, of course, would be to maybe take the president's plan or the Senate bill and add a couple of Republican ideas and Republican proposals to it. Nancy Pelosi addressed the issue of whether or not the bill was bipartisan.
Whether we get Republican votes or not, the bill definitely has bipartisan provisions in it.
And on the issue of reconciliation, Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, here's what he thinks about reconciliation.
It's for the purpose of taxing and spending and reducing deficits. But the difference here is that there's never been anything of this size and magnitude and complexity run through the Senate in this way. There are a lot of technical problems with it, which we could discuss. It would turn the Senate, it would really be the end of the United States Senate as a protector of minority rights.
The end of the United States Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end. This is the end of the United States Senate. Now, he's saying that this is just going to be so terrible if we use reconciliation. What he doesn't mention is that he has voted for reconciliation at least four times. Most notably in 2003 with the George Bush tax cuts, the now infamous George Bush tax cuts that did their number on the U.S. economy. Lamar Alexander also voted in 2005 for reconciliation for Deficit Reduction Act. He also, again, that same year, Tax Increase Prevention Act. And then in 2007, the College Cost Reduction and Access Act. That bill forgave all remaining student loan debt after 10 years of public service. Alexander voted yes on that through reconciliation. Reconciliation has been used a number of times to get bills done, including the CHIP program for children's health insurance, Medicare Advantage program, and COBRA. So any of you that have ever gotten laid off and needed insurance, you had to get it through COBRA, you're welcome. Reconciliation played a big role in getting that done. So Lamar Alexander, just, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to bash people, don't go out and bash people for doing what you have already done and is very well recorded that you've already done it. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. We'll be right back.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Attention, if you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sense is conducting a market trial for all males in this listening area. If you're a man and are trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sense free for 30 days. Call 1-800-400-7132 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released in stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132.
Coin experts everywhere are hailing it as the biggest discovery in the past 20 years. A gleaming cache of classic U.S. gold coins, recently found hidden deep in the vaults of a bank in Paris, France. And now, the New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of these amazing U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free DVD, call now, 1-800-300-7026. Known as the Rive d'Or Collection, which literally means River of Gold, these brilliant, uncirculated U.S. gold coins have been hidden away, untouched and unseen for nearly 100 years. Each is as gleaming and fresh as the day it left the Mint. The New York Mint is now releasing these classic U.S. gold coins to the public on a strict first-come, first-served basis, only for as long as supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to own a valuable piece of American history. For your free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-300-7026. 1-800-300-7026.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. I'll be back tomorrow if the crick don't rise. Bill will be back later on this week, so I appreciate you bearing with me. This is fun, right?
It's a lot of fun, and you're doing a great job. It sounds awesome.
Feel free to send us an email at www.billpressshow.com. While you're there, buy yourself a podcast account. Lots of cool stuff up on the podcast account. It gets you access to lots of other cool, uncensored things, like the uncensored emails and the long-form interviews that we do. We sometimes do, like, 30-minute interviews with people that we can't play on the air. We have them for you up there. Well, it's going to be an exciting week, friends, as we move right on through. We're going to get word from President Obama as to how we're going to move forward on health care. Reconciliation? Will we do it one piece at a time? We'll find out. It's the Bill Press Show. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's the Bill Press Show.
And for that, we will make no apology.
You've probably heard the saying, there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the anti-aging breakthrough Decalitone, that phrase has never been more true. After all, there's strength in the fact that Decalitone's proprietary formula contains four of the top anti-aging ingredients available. These four powerful, clinically proven ingredients help defy gravity to visibly tone, tighten, lift, and brighten skin for a noticeably younger look. There's strength in the fact that 97% of women who tried clinically proven Decalitone said they noticed a dramatic improvement in their skin. 97%! And then there's strength in this number, 1-800-400-6621. Because when you call it, in the next 10 minutes, you can get a free trial of Decalitone. If you have loose, sagging, wrinkled skin on your face, neck, chest, and hands, trust in our strength and get the results you want. For your risk-free trial of Decalitone, call 1-800-400-6621 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-6621.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Federal transportation workers furloughed. Unemployment benefits for hundreds of thousands of people expired. Medicare payments to doctors cut. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's going on, Peter?
Well, Frank, this is all fallout from a move by Kentucky Republican Senator Jim Bunning. He objects to a spending measure that he says adds to the budget deficit. The transportation furloughs are at least temporarily shutting down many highway projects. Senate leaders hope to break the logjam this week. In another legislative stalemate, the American Medical Association warns the Senate's failure to repeal a 21% Medicare payment cut could force doctors to limit the number of Medicare patients in their practices.
An hour from now, President Obama will spell out a $900 million effort to help struggling schools and cut the dropout rate. States that take the money would have to replace teachers and principals and close schools that don't make the grade. A German law that forces parents to send their children to a recognized public or private school is behind a novel political asylum case. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A Memphis judge has said Uwe and Hannelore Romeike face political persecution in their native Germany for homeschooling their children. The devout Christians were facing fines and the possible loss of their five kids when they fled to the U.S. 2 years ago.
The very first case of its kind that we are aware of anywhere.
Homeschooling advocate Scott Woodruff, U.S. immigration officials are appealing that decision, Frank.
Well, the United Nations is promising to rush earthquake relief supplies to Chile now that Chilean officials have formally requested help. Reporter Jason Mitchell tells us millions of people who survived the quake on Saturday are homeless and desperate. In the city of Concepcion, the looting is widespread.
To be frank, it's been quite easy for people to loot because there's been a lot of broken glass and lots of stores, and people can almost just walk into them and take whatever they want.
The quake killed more than 700 people. In the San Diego area, a registered sex offender is being held in connection with the disappearance of a 17-year-old girl last Thursday. Volunteers are covering as much ground as they can, trying to find Chelsea King.
We're just going door to door, hoping somebody has seen something.
On the CBS Health Watch, researchers led by Dr. Ashley Skinner have found signs of inflammation in obese 3-year-olds. It could be an early warning sign of lifelong health problems.
When you think about an overweight 3-year-old, you think about a cute, chubby kid for the most part, and you don't think about anything actually happening on the inside that 40 or 50 years down the road could be related to actual damage to their heart.
Signs of inflammation were more common in black and Hispanic children. A few days ago, he was in Washington. Today, Akio Toyoda went to Beijing to deliver the same message. Toyota's president apologized 4 times to Chinese buyers for the safety problems that have plagued his company's cars. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents A Word from Mike Rowe.
Save.
Thank you. For Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, this has been a word from Mike.
Wait a minute. That's not all I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about the service departments at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. You know, I wanted to talk about trust, confidence, expertise.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Look, the people I know want to keep their cars running as well as they can for as long as they can. It makes sense, right? Well, the way you do that is you take care of it at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
And?
Right, and save. You can also save there.
Correct. Buying tires can be a sure thing at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, even if you're not driving a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury vehicle. Just bring in any competitor's current price ad on any of the name brand tires we sell, now or within 30 days of your purchase from us, and we'll beat that price. Guaranteed.
Can't beat that with a stick. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for details through 12/31/10.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Less than a week after a gunman shot and wounded 2 students, classes resumed today at Deer Creek Middle School in Littleton. The Jeffco School District had an open house on Friday to give kids a chance to ease back into school. Superintendent Cindy Stevenson says the open house, along with dozens of counselors in the classroom today, will help answer the students' one main question.
Everyone wants to know, am I safe? I think it's really important that we say to all of our schools, all of our communities, yes. You're safe in school.
Another question the kids have, will they have to make up the 2 days of missed classes? The answer to that one is no. Snow is making for a slick drive in the mountains this morning.
The majority of the rough spots in the state are in the higher elevations. We've also seen some snow in the far southern part of the state near the New Mexico border. And we're starting to see some snow in the southeast. But the worst roads, definitely in the mountains.
CDOT's Eric Escudero says some mountain passes are now closed. In sports, both the Nuggets and the Avs are in action tonight. The Avs are at home to play the Red Wings, the Nuggets play the Suns in Phoenix. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And a little bit of snow, a little bit of wet roads out here on the highways. So far, just kind of the standard delays we catch this time of morning with the southbound I-25 slowdowns now from 104th to 84th. Again, passing downtown from 38th through Spear. Busy ride both directions, 225 getting on from Parker Road. Northbound slows all the way up to Alameda. That southbound side already packed in from Parker, getting down to I-25. A little bit heavier eastbound, 270 across Commerce City. We've got weather to fight west into the high country. Heavy, dense fog, I-70 up through Mount Vernon Canyon towards Genesee. And then, of course, the snow up into the high country. Very icy out in the eastern plains. So I-70 near Lyman and I-76, you're going to be fighting some icy conditions there. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program will recognize more than 2,000 real kids with scholarships and prizes. Nominate a stand-up kid at kohlskids.com by March 15th.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from Lending Tree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whoa! 706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is kind of cold out there. Slippery roads. We've made it, though. This is good news, I think. We've made it through February. It is March 1st today. So we have officially made it through, I think, the toughest month of the winter.
Thank God it's only a 28-day month, huh?
I know. February is just so brutal.
Right.
It is just so brutal. And now we're in March. And boy, doesn't it feel so wonderful out there.
It's supposed to get up to like 60 degrees though later this week.
Yeah, I know. The forecast does look pretty nice.
It looks awesome.
For this week. And I just feel like it's been gray a lot lately. Is that just me? Is that just my seasonal mood disorder?
It could be.
It might be.
Might be.
It might be.
It hasn't been that dark and cold, Dave.
I guess you're right. You have a good weekend this week?
Yeah, it was decent. You know, didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of hung around the house. Had some family in from Oregon. Some conservative family members. It was really fun to have conversations with all of them.
Oh, I'm sure. I've been getting hate mail all weekend.
How was the reaction to the Glenn Beck call?
You know, I guess not surprisingly, it's either people love it or they hate it. You know, so I would say the reaction was half and half. And you can find that column about Glenn Beck that I wrote at am760.net. It's linked up there on the David Sirota page. It was definitely one of those ones where I got just a lot of reaction, and you can email me, and I put my email address. I always wonder this. I wonder if it's a good idea for me to put my email address at the bottom of my columns because, you know, it can be a little depressing to be told. I mean, and by the way, not surprisingly, in the Colorado Springs Gazette version, the version that ran in Colorado Springs, on the Colorado Springs' website in the comments about the column, there was a number of people endorsing my death. Saying that they hope that I get eradicated personally. So kind of some death threats in the Colorado Springs.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's a real way to brighten the weekend. And again, not surprising that it's coming from Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs, of course, in the news, they made the CNN national news now, their budget cuts. CNN did a whole special on Colorado Springs in their Broken Government series. So Colorado Springs becoming, I guess, nationally famous now for what's going on down there, the breakdown in its government. We got a great show for you today. At 8, we're going to be joined by Representative Karen Middleton of Aurora. She has a new bill that would require the police to inform citizens of their right to refuse voluntary searches. So a bill that, as a matter of state law, would force law enforcement to go much farther than Miranda rights when they stop you or when they arrest you. And Miranda, I know, the right to remain silent, all that stuff, that's been a pretty divisive issue nationally. So we're going to have that debate here starting at 8, about whether that's a good idea. Then at 9, Justine Sharrock is our guest to talk about her piece in Mother Jones Magazine called Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason. The Oath Keepers are a new group of conservatives that are recruiting soldiers, to resist the Obama administration. So we're going to look at that. And then at 9:30, very psyched about this, entertainment journalist Susanna Gora, her new book, You Couldn't Ignore Me If You Tried, The Brat Pack, John Hughes, and Their Impact on a Generation. Pretty cool book. So we're going to talk to her at 9:30. Right now, I'd like to throw out two topics that are in the news this morning. No, not the the Canadians winning. What did they win? Overtime last night? Double overtime?
It's
a hockey game? It was just one single overtime. Pretty cool that it went that got that dramatic. We're going to talk about two state issues that I want to throw out there, and I want to hear your opinion on. The first is the PARA issue. This is the public employee retirement system. And there's a debate now. The legislature effectively passed a bill that said because the economy is not doing well, and the PARA portfolio, right, because PARA, this is a state fund to pay the retirement benefits of state employees. Because that fund has not been doing well in the market, they say they have unfunded liabilities, right? We as a state have to pay the retirement benefits of state employees that we have promised. And the bill basically cut cost of living increases. And there's a whole debate, and if you listen to Mike Rosen, this is like his pet issue. He really, really hates state workers. He hates them. And conservatives typically really loathe state workers. Really, really hate them. And I dare you all to call up Mike Rosen's show. Just mention the word para, and the guy almost has an aneurysm every time he talks about it. And the question I have for you is this. The legislature, we talked about how the legislature got rid of tax exemptions for various corporations. They only got rid of $130 million worth of $2 billion in annual corporate tax exemptions. But we talked a lot about shared sacrifice here in this state right now at a time of a budget emergency. So the legislature passes this bill as part of a shared sacrifice, or so the proponents are saying, to effectively cut the benefits of retirees, state retirees, state employee retirees. Do you think this is okay or not okay? Do you think this is moral or immoral? I come down on the side of immoral. And there's a lawsuit now. It was in the paper yesterday. There's a lawsuit being brought forward by a couple of state employees, a class action lawsuit, saying that it's not legal to do this. That when state employees first signed up for their job, let's say somebody's just retiring now, they've worked for 30 years for the state, they sign up with the state making them a contractual promise. If you work for the state, you will be paid this, and you will get these benefits. And the reason why benefits for state employees have been so good is because the thinking has been you can't make as much money wage-wise in a lot of ways in the state as a state employee. There's not as much potential for state for income growth, right? You're not going to hit it big in a dot-com boom if you go work as a public school teacher, as just an example. And the way to recruit people, a financial incentive for people to work for the state, is to say, listen, we may not give you, you may not have the potential for huge wages, but we will promise you a stable retirement, a stable benefits package when you retire. So it seems to me that after somebody decides to work for the state 10, 15, 20, 30 years, based on that idea, to then turn around and cut their benefits, that seems to me to be completely immoral. Because now the person is at an age where they can't really fix the situation, right? Somebody's 60, 65, 68, 70. They can't just go back to work because they're older. So it seems to me cutting the benefits of existing retirees, and remember, Colorado is the first state in the country, the first state in the country to do this, to cut the benefits of existing retirees. Not to say to people, all right, listen, if you're getting into state government right now, you're going to have less benefits 30 years down the road. We are cutting benefits for existing state retirees. I think it's absolutely immoral. I think that's the most immoral thing you can do. I wonder what you think. 303-713-7600. Also, big story in the Denver Post this morning. A change in I-70. State Senator Chris Romer proposing a bill that would allow for movable barriers on I-70 for ski season to open up a new lane heading out to the mountains effectively in the morning. This is the way I understand it. And to then move the barriers in the afternoon back eastbound so people can get out of the mountains to try to temporarily alleviate traffic. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? We're going to be talking to State Senator Chris Romer next about this. We just booked him right now. So we're going to talk to him about this, and then we'll open up the phones, 303-713-7600. Is it immoral or is it shared sacrifice to cut the benefits of existing state employees? That's what the state is doing right now. And what do you think about this idea about movable barriers on I-70? Good idea or is it going to make traffic worse? Stick around. We're going to get to it after a traffic update with John Turner.
Thanks, Dave. Do have some problems out there. A lot of fog out on the west end on I-70 after C-470. Also on C-470 along the Front Range between I-70 and Morrison Road. Going to be a little tricky for you. Also, a couple cars spun out, hit the median eastbound I-76 east of Hudson. That's near mile marker 36. Roads are extremely icy to the east of us. I also have a pair of crashes eastbound I-70 near mile marker 358. That's as you approach Lyman. Three-car minor accident northbound Federal at Hamden in the High Country. It will be a slick drive for you. Berthoud Pass and Loveland Pass both shut down. Forecast, a few snow showers in the a.m. followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Look for a high near 40. Currently 30 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
This is the sound of Corpse Breath, my favorite band, as heard from outside the club, where they're playing a sold-out show for which I have no ticket. Despite searching online for any hint of just such a show, I found out too late.
Sold out.
Even Corpse Breath can't cheer me up right now.
Yahoo Search delivers videos, fan sites, and tracks by your favorite bands. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo! Everything from Hacienda Colorado is made from scratch every day. From ingredients so fresh, so authentic, most people need an interpreter to pronounce them. But fresh and authentic is what it takes to make their signature Mountain Mex. It's Mexican food with altitude.
Need a good recommendation for it. Well, here's a good recommendation. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles provide all of your dental needs in one great location up in Boulder. It's just off the highway. Beautiful facility. They provide more than just a beautiful mouth. They help you maintain a healthy mouth. Services they offer: invisible braces, all porcelain crowns, Incredible Smiles veneers, laser cleanings, even sleep studies and solutions for snorers. Trust me on this one. I took the sleep study. I learned all about how I'm sleeping, how I'm not sleeping. And if you're a snorer, there's pretty easy and basic dental procedures you can get to help you deal with that. I didn't think there was a connection between snoring, sleep apnea, and dentistry, but there really is. Call Lori and her associates at Incredible Smiles to talk about that. 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453. Again, 303-777-6453. They offer financing and complimentary consultations. You can check them out on the web at incrediblesmiles.com. Give them a call today. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Farmers Insurance has discounts for all kinds of things, like automatic checking withdrawal, driving a hybrid, and combining your auto and life policies. Plus, we offer discounts for many professions, including teachers, realtors, physicians, and engineers. In fact, we have dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Ask the pros at Farmers about all the discounts you should be getting. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
If you open your ears...
And I'm just one of those regular guys.
Your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
And 720 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The news in the Denver Post today is about a proposal to change I-70, or at least change the way I-70 is going to be driven on. The proposal sponsor, State Senator Chris Romer, he joins us now to tell us what he is proposing. State Senator Romer, thanks for taking the time this morning. All right, give us the lowdown. What is your bill? What would it mandate? What would it mean for drivers?
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
And what the bill would do is require CDOT to look at a proposal on reversible lanes using cement movable barriers from Georgetown all the way down to Floyd Hill. And I think on Saturday and Sunday evenings for about 3 hours. This is something that CDOT has looked at for a long time, but I think it's time to finally put this in motion.
Why hasn't CDOT done it already?
Well, it will be one of the longer reversible lanes in the world, and it's also in a mountainous area that involves snow. So there are safety concerns. The second issue is we believe that funding is an issue. The company now is willing to pay for the system and then lease it to us, and that's one of the things our bill allows for.
So just for drivers who are out there right now, for instance, on I-70, I mean, what would this look like? What would this mean in the mechanics of it?
Sure, they're called zipper lanes, and it wouldn't be and right now you would have two lanes running east, two lanes running west. What would happen on Sunday and Saturday evenings is for 3 hours you would take one of the westbound lanes and you would turn it into an eastbound lane. So we would run three eastbound lanes from Georgetown to Floyd Hill, which, you know, by definition increases the capacity of I-70 by 50% in that critical area that often backs up on Sunday evenings.
So this So we're talking about three lanes west in the morning and then three lanes east in the afternoon or in the evening.
For now, David, it'll just be three lanes east.
Just
Saturday and
Sunday. Okay, so it's just for coming home from skiing, effectively.
Correct. Because
okay.
The barriers will basically be on the inside portion of the west lanes. They'll be on the inside left median, and then they'll be moved over between the two westbound lanes. And then you'll come east. At some point, I do think if this works well, we ought to have a similar system for running three lanes west in the mornings. But the bottom line is right now, unless you own a condominium or you own something in the mountains, it's just almost impossible for a day skier to get up and down the mountains with any reliability. And a lot of us live here or moved here because we love those mountains. And this is not the permanent solution, but it does let us get to those mountains more reliably.
So, and we're talking about, just so I understand, we're talking about, so if you happen to be going west at these times, you're dealing with one lane.
Correct. And that's one of the key issues is we had the study, and that's what CDOT is looking at with Federal Highway, is that the traffic counts on Saturday and Sunday evening from, let's say, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock are low enough that we effectively can not disrupt traffic going west while we reverse one of the two westbound lanes.
And you were saying just on cost-wise that this the cost, what do you think the cost will be? You're saying the company that has this technology, they are willing to put up some of the initial costs of it to implement
correct.
This. What potential longer-term costs are there, if any?
Well, there is going to be an annual operating cost because you have two trucks that literally move these 300-pound cement barriers as they go at about 10 miles an hour. And so the upfront cost is about $25 to $30 million. It's probably somewhere between $800 to $1 million per year to run it. But look, we need to fix that. That is our carotid artery. If we let that continue to congest, our tourism economy, as well as a lot of the ski economy and recreation economy, is going to get devastated. We need to do something, and this is a low-cost, comparatively, solution. Let's remember, a monorail or a maglev train is $40 billion, $20 to $40 billion. This is $25
million. Yeah, we're going to be debating it right now, so I hope you listen in if you can. We're going to open up the phones and see what people think about it. State Senator Chris Roemer, again, he's the sponsor of this bill that's making news this morning to allow movable barriers to create more lanes going in one direction for ski season on I-70. Thank you for taking the time this morning on such short notice.
No problem, Dave. It's always good to be
good
on
Good to talk to you.
Thanks. Great.
725 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, so the two topics of the morning, or at least of this hour. The first one I threw out there, a group of state employees who are para-retirees, public employee retirement system retirees, are filing a class action lawsuit against the state. The legislature just passed a bill to reduce cost of living increases for para-retirees. Para-retirees, of course, are state employees, teachers, cops, firefighters, all city employees and municipal employees, or at least most of them. Is this an immoral breach of contract, the legislature's move to cut benefits for existing retirees? Colorado becomes the first state in the country not just to cut proposed benefits for people who are signing up to work for the state or the city right now, but for existing retirees. Is it immoral to take away the benefits of existing retirees who, in many cases, are too old to just go back to work? I think it's immoral. I think you can't make people a promise and say, hey, if you work for the state, if you work as a public school teacher, you work as a cop or a firefighter for 30 years, you may not get the private sector wage growth that you could get in the private sector, right? You're not going to get there's no chance that you're going to get involved in a dot-com boom, big wage growth. But as an incentive for you to work for the state, we'll guarantee you good benefits. Is it immoral to then turn around and say, hey, I'm sorry to existing retirees, you fulfilled your end of the bargain, but we're going to cut your benefits? Is it immoral or is it shared sacrifice? 303-713-7600. Then, what do you think about State Senator Chris Roemer's proposal for movable barriers on I-70? The proposal would basically make one westbound lane out to the mountains on Saturday and Sunday evenings. Take one of those westbound lanes and make it an eastbound lane so that people could get out of the mountains without facing a huge traffic jam. A good idea or a bad idea? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, David?
All right, man. How you doing?
Looking forward to seeing you Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Friday, too, and thanks for reminding me.
I'd like to. Too bad I didn't offer that VIP thing. I wouldn't mind getting into them.
Well, the thing is, I want to remind people, Friday is me and Tom Hartman are going to be at the Tattered Cover at 7:30 p.m. We're sold out on the event, but if you still want to win tickets, go to our website, am760.net. You can sign up. We're going to be giving away a couple tickets every day at 7:45. This morning. So what do you think about the para thing or the I-70 thing?
Well, yeah, the para thing, I'm a state employee. I've been retired a while. And the thing of it is, I remember one of the big things, the reason that I stayed there was that because there was a fairly decent retirement. I mean, it's not just state employees. It's all the cops, and it's not just our fund. It's which I don't like, but I think they've done the best they could. You know, we talked to Evie Sudek. We worked with her a lot in her campaigns and stuff, and she's not happy with it either. But the thing of it is, they had to try to do something to at least kind of somewhat stabilize it. The other thing of it is, Wall Street's the one that stole all the money on everybody's pension fund, not just ours, and the conservatives. I'm getting so sick of them because, I mean, now they're talking about, we can't afford anything. We want to cut pension funds. We want to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. And I think that one, minority whip in the Senate, I mean, in the House yesterday on national TV says, well, we got to make more people uninsured for their health. I mean, it's kind of like, well, they'd be happy when everybody's on their oxygen tank at 85 years old working at Walmart or at Home Depot.
Well, it kind of seems like that's the conservative vision at times. I agree with you. Now, I'm just going to read, folks, here this quote from State Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry, the Republican from Grand Junction, who co-sponsored the legislation cutting benefits. He said, quote, our reform bill represents the first time a state, he's bragging, this is incredible that he's bragging about this. Our reform bill represents the first time a state has cut benefits of current retirees, he said. So litigation was always expected. But to the plaintiffs, who I assume are well-meaning folks, Penry says, I would say this. If we don't reduce these pension increases, the entire fund is poised to go bankrupt. Think United, think GM. That didn't work out well for the company or the retirees. These reforms are tough, but they're necessary. I mean, he is making the shared sacrifice argument. Do you buy it?
Well, the reason I don't buy it is there was a thing about a meeting in Great Britain just recently with the bankers, and they want to cut their bonuses, and they basically all went nuts. And now they're saying, well, if you cut our bonuses, we're just going to wreck the economy. Well, to me, that kind of extortion, I mean, those guys, they're saying, well, if we want our trillion-dollar bonuses and we don't care what anybody else has to sacrifice, they have a sense of entitlement they won't give anyone else.
Well, I didn't even think about it that way. You're right. I mean, there is a case to be made. Right. The people who, in many cases, ripped off these pension funds by putting toxic assets into them, they are still paying themselves huge bonuses. It's a very good point. And there's a difference, between GM and United, right? GM and United are corporations, private corporations. We are talking about public employees here. I would submit to you that the reason why somebody like Penry wants to simply cut people's pension benefits is because he doesn't want to have a tax debate. And here's the thing, folks, and you have to think about it this way, because this is a tax question for all of us. Are you really, the real question is, do you think we should slash the retirement benefits that we as a state promised these employees, our public employees, existing retirees, or are you willing to chip in a little bit more with some more tax revenues, with potentially a tax increase? Josh Penry doesn't want to have a tax discussion, right? And Mike Rosen, who rips on state employees, who virulently hates state employees and public employees, doesn't want to have us have a discussion about taxes. But I think that's the moral question. Are we as a state willing to say to retirees who we promised these benefits to, are we willing to say, hey, we are all so selfish that we know we made you a promise for pension benefits, but we're not willing to pay out those benefits with even a slight tax increase, a slight discussion about tax reform? Is that how selfish we are? A wink and nod, a sleight of hand. Hey, we'll give you these guarantees, these benefits for when you retire, and then, oops, things don't look so good right now. See you later. We're going to strip them out. We're going to end them. Is that really how greedy we are as a society? Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. 733 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we'll fill you in on a couple other local stories making news this morning. There's a lot of news out there. Also, some national news. President Obama apparently still using the patch. That's right, still using the nicotine patch. And I said Colorado Springs making news on CNN for its budget cuts. Nancy Pelosi scheduled to be in state this week. We'll fill you in on all that after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave, do have some problems out there. Spin outs in the median eastbound I-76 east to Hudson. A couple different cars spun out there. Roads will be icy the further east you go. Also had some early accidents out on the east end near Lyman. Looks like those have been cleaned up for us. Current accidents, first in Peoria. Also one at northbound Federal and Hamden. Stop and go in the normal spots, northbound and southbound I-25 heading into downtown. Also going to see it in Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road on to 25. Berthoud Pass shut down, has been since last night about 7 o'clock p.m. for bad weather and avalanche control. Also, Loveland Pass shut down for adverse weather. Traffic will be held up at the Eisenhower Tunnel at the top of each hour to let those hazmat trucks through. And you will see some heavy fog through Mount Vernon Canyon on I-70 and on C-470 along the foothills. Your forecast today, scattered morning snow showers, little accumulation. Should see some sun this afternoon. Highs will reach the low 40s, currently 31 degrees here in Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The 2010 census gives a true snapshot of America. It's important that you be counted. This March, answer the census and help your community get its fair share of funding for the things it needs. Learn more at 2010census.gov.
Do you really think all batteries are the same? Or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-900-2039.
I'm thinking it's time I got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 75%. Call now. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Every time I see someone who knows my parents, they say the same thing. You look just like your mom. Oh, except you have your dad's eyes. Well, they may as well say, except you have your dad's dark under-eye circles. And since he's had dark circles and bags for as long as I can remember, I guess mine aren't going away either.
If you have dark under-eye circles and bags, you can visibly erase them and get brighter, younger-looking eyes with the revolutionary breakthrough Hydralyze. And right now, you can get a free trial of Hydralyze when you call 1-800-600-8127. Previously, Hydralyze was only available in high-end spas and plastic surgeons' offices. But right now, we're offering it risk-free through this exclusive radio offer. With the clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze, you don't have to live with dark under-eye circles and bags. Call now to get your free trial of Hydralyze and start seeing brighter, younger-looking eyes. And tell your dad about it, too. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-8127. 1-800-600-8127.
Stop the breakage. Restore dry, brittle, damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I can't remember the last time I could brush my hair without having to clean the brush at least twice during the process. Ovation is not high enough praise. Standing Ovation, 21 Gun Salute, Blue Angels Fly Over. That's more like it.
For healthier hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results, guaranteed, Ovation. Works.
7:38 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. It's still snowing out there a little bit, so drive safely. We made it through February. Very psyched about this. February is always the toughest month. Everyone's got their, you know, their month of the year that they just, they always dread. February, for it's always February for me. So we made it through February. The problem for me, of course, is that every day that now moves forward is a day closer to my book deadline, so it's like a guillotine hanging over my head. So I'm really psyched that we're slowly but surely edging towards spring, but that just means my book deadline is getting closer and closer. A couple local stories I want to fill you in on here. Nancy Pelosi coming to the metro area. She is going to be up in Broomfield today. As part of Democrats' continuing roadshow highlighting the economic benefits of the $787 billion stimulus package. And there is a potential tax proposal that may hit Fort Collins residents. We'll fill you in on that in a few minutes. But first, I want to take a couple more of your calls here. 303-713-7600. Two issues. One, a lawsuit against the state by para employees, para retirees. These are public state employees, teachers, cops, firefighters, municipal employees. The state legislature moving to cut existing retirees' benefits. We are the first state in the nation to do this. The first state in the country to cut existing retirees' benefits. Is this shared sacrifice or is this immoral? 303-713-7600. Then, the proposal, State Senator Chris Roemer has a proposal to create movable barriers on I-70 for the ski industry and for ski season, saying this proposal would open up, would take one of the westbound lanes on I-70 in the afternoon and evenings on Saturday and Sunday, take one of those lanes and make it an eastbound lane. So you'd have three eastbound lanes coming out of the mountains at the end of this ski day on Saturday and Sunday, and only one westbound lane. He says this is a temporary fix for traffic problems at the end of the day for ski season. A good idea or a bad idea? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones and see what you think about both issues. Let's go to Dick in Fort Collins. Hey, Dick, how you doing?
Oh, good. This is Dick in Fort Collins.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a couple of suggestions. I don't like the idea really of starting off with changing the lanes, but I would suggest what they do in Europe, just restrict truck traffic during those morning or evening hours on weekends and holidays. Truckers would adjust. They'd just pull off, have breakfast, have dinner, take a nap, something like that, maybe for 2 or 3 hours.
That's a good idea. You know, I mean, that's another way to deal with it. I mean, the problem with that politically, and I don't think that State Senator Roemer would tell you this, because he's in elected office, he's a politician, and he's trying to find ways that don't offend different constituent groups and interest groups. He'd tell you know, but the reality is that the trucking industry obviously would lobby against that.
Absolutely,
it's not a bad idea.
Another way to do this, like they do in Europe, truckers just have to stay in the right hand lane, can't pass, and they just have to look after each other if there's a really slow truck.
But the question is, I wonder how much of a problem really is truck traffic in the grand scheme.
I go up there a lot. Trucks passing each other.
Oh, there's certainly a safety issue. I agree. I mean, I'm sure most people who've driven on I-70 during the winter in particular. I mean, some of the ways that trucks are driving up there, it can get real tight and real scary. All right, Dick, you there? Dick is gone. Okay, Dick, we lost you there for a sec. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi there.
But first, on a lighter note, you know, I've wanted to be a writer for so long, and you make it sound so fun.
Well, being a writer, it can be fun. Towards the end of the deadline, it can be not so fun.
That's the sense I get. Hey, I'm a para employee. I'm not retired. But I have a friend who's just about to go into her para-retirement. To me, this is the equivalent of Ronald Reagan raiding Social Security to balance the budget, because as para-employees, we don't pay into Social Security. This is our retirement. That's it. We don't pay Social Security. So if I were a retiree, I'd be involved in that lawsuit as well.
Yeah, it's a real problem. And the saddest part about it, I think, about this debate over the para system, the retirement system, the public retirement system, is that conservatives have so predictably but so angrily demonized these public employees, right? They've said, oh, these public employees, you know, it's the and you mentioned Reagan. It's the old, you know, these are people who are getting fat off the government dole. No, these are people who have been putting in for years and years and years based on a promise. And Josh Penry, the state Senate minority leader, who was a co-sponsor of this, remember, this is both Republicans and Democrats who pushed through these cuts. You know, they will cite GM and they will cite United and say, oh, this is what's going to happen to the state retirement fund unless we make these cuts. And it's the same thing I said about GM and about United. You can't make a promise to people and then take the promise away 30 years into the promise.
Right.
It's not like these are a lot of these retirees can make a different choice, right? They're already at retirement age. They're already, many of them are, you know, 60, 65, 70 years old. It's not like they can just choose to go back into the workforce.
That's exactly right. And they paid their dues. They put in all of those years and that dedication for the public good, either in the schools or in the police department or in the fire department.
That's right. And the key here is the reason why the benefits are decent, because right, conservatives say, these benefits are so generous. The reason why they're generous is because many people who go into these jobs, police, firefighting, teachers, they go into these jobs, they are forsaking going into the private sector where they could potentially make more money. And they are doing that in part because the state had promised them a stable benefit package when they retire. You can't then entice people to work in these public service jobs, these public-oriented jobs, through this promise and then turn around and cut it. And the reason these people are doing this, the reason the legislators are doing this, the reason the right wing says we have to do this is because they don't want to have a discussion about taxes. They don't want to have a discussion where, and they don't want taxes that the public pays for to fulfill our promise, right? This is all of us who are not state employees. This is our promise that we made to these employees. And here's the other question. If you're going to break this promise, aren't you saying to people who are potentially thinking about what kind of jobs to go into, you're saying to those people, hey, we may make you a promise to come and be a teacher. We may make you a promise to come and be a firefighter, but that promise ain't worth the paper it's written on. I think that's the net effect of this outside of just the public employees. Hey, Kat, thanks for the call. All right. As we said, every day this week at 7:45, we're giving away tickets to the event that I'm doing with Tom Hartman on Friday at the Tattered Cover. As most of you know, we're doing that event March 5th, courtesy of Best Way Insulation. The event right now is sold out, but I have 10 more tickets. 5 winners and their guests will be attending the show, and I'm also inviting those winners this week to a special VIP happy hour with myself and with Tom right before the show. And so you can register to win these tickets at am760.net, right on the front of the page there. Our first winner of the week, who has registered before, Mike Knotts of Denver. Mike Knotts of Denver, you've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds. That's 8 minutes. You got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from right now to call 303-631-2760, 303-631-2760. Mike Knotts of Denver, call 303-631-2760. Claim your tickets, Mike. You must call in to win. If you want to hear your name for this, register now at am760.net. We're going to be giving away these tickets the rest of the week. I'll call a winner's name every morning this week at 7:45. A.M. Up next, we'll take a couple more of your calls on the para issue and on State Senator Romer's proposal for these movable lanes on I-70. I will also fill you in on a potential new helmet law for kids in state, a new law being considered in the legislature that forced kids to wear helmets in certain situations. Stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, do have some problems up in the high country where the snow's flying. We got some icy conditions. Berthoud Pass has been closed for over 12 hours. Some bad weather and avalanche control up there. Same deal, Loveland Pass, some adverse weather. And they will close the tunnel down at the top of the hour to let some of those hazmat trucks through. Back in the metro, roads are wet but not in horrible shape for us. We do see stop and go northbound I-25 from Orchard to Hamden, again from Washington Street up to Colfax. Southbounders, the normal struggles up in Thornton and North Glen. Again, downtown after I-70 in Aurora, 225 also heavy, both directions beginning at Parker Road. In the cleanup phase, a couple of accidents, first in Peoria and Federal and Hamden. Forecast, a few snow showers in the a.m., partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high near 40, then a nice warming trend with sunny skies and a high of 52 on Tuesday, currently 31 degrees here in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on March 16th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Harbin Program, are you mad as hell and not going to take it anymore? It's high time to stand up for the Supreme Court's ruling on corporate personhood. Progressive activist and former Green Party candidate for president David Cobb will be here with news on getting active and taking back democracy from the clutches of the corporations. Plus, former Vermont governor and chair of the DNC, Dr. Howard Dean, joins me to talk about the health care summit, the current bill, and where we go from here.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Troy Hampshire, host of the Dollars and Cents Show. Join us every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on AM 760. We are your 401k rollover and IRA specialist. Give your money the power and protection that you need every Saturday morning, 11 a.m., Dollars and Cents on AM 760.
For over 70 years now, Geico's been helping people save money on their car insurance. And what's better than that? Really, the only way we're going to improve on it is if we help people save hundreds and give them some nice jam sandwiches for the road. So they got a full wallet and a full belly. Of course, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. That's a lot of sandwiches. Nah, we'll just stick to helping people save hundreds. Hold the jam.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Cats have over 100 vocal sounds. Fact 2. When you have Geico auto insurance, you could save even more by letting Geico help you with your homeowner's or renter's insurance. Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our new multi-policy discount could save you. 100 vocal sounds. Meow. I only count one.
751, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600 is the number for Presidential Brokerage. Mike, it's a new week. What's going on? What do you think is going to happen in the market this week?
Well, I would think that the market's going to be a little bit hesitant to make any giant plays. That doesn't mean the market can't move one way or another, but I don't think that there'll be people eager to dive right in because we have big employment numbers coming out Friday for the month of February since we just finished up the month. And I think the market is frequently nervous ahead of those numbers, particularly when there's so much emphasis put on them. Personal income and spending numbers came out this morning. No real big major surprises there. The Dow is up 51 points right now. The Nasdaq's up 17. The S&P is up 5.5. We are doing a workshop with life planning. Nothing to sell. Absolutely nothing to sell at this one. But it is very important to learn what you have to get in order from a financial standpoint. Planning and estate planning, life planning issues, and we're going to cover those with an estate planning attorney. He'll be doing the speaking, primarily most of the presentation. It's March 13th. That's a Saturday. If you can't make it on a Saturday, we're doing the same presentation on the 16th, which is a Tuesday. So March 13th or March 16th, and I can tell you, this could create an environment to save you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. I saw somebody that would have saved about $900,000 by not making a mistake on their paperwork that they made. So it's very important. It's a free workshop. Give us a holler if you want more information on it. And it is filling up pretty quickly. March 13th and 16th, call us at 303-694-1600 to get your seat reserved.
Again, that's 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. It's tax time. So you're probably going through all your financial documents anyway. Now is the best time to find a strategy in an up and down market. Again, 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Farmers Insurance has discounts for all kinds of things, like automatic checking withdrawal, driving a hybrid, and combining your auto and life policies. Plus, we offer discounts for many professions, including teachers, realtors, physicians, and engineers. In fact, we have dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Ask the pros at Farmers about all the discounts you should be getting. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
7:54 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm reading this from Colorado News Agency, a conservative website that covers the Capitol. Parents who want their children to wear helmets while riding a bike may soon be able to say, it's the law, under a measure pending before the State House of Representatives. Conservatives say that's the nanny state. We're going to discuss that later on in the week, but I wanted to fill you in on that bill, because that is also moving in the legislature. We're going to take your calls now, 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to weigh in by instant message, go to our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. You can find my Glenn Beck column up there, which I'm getting inundated with hate mail from Glenn Beck supporters. That's linked on our website. But you can always instant message us. Comes right to us, right in the show. If you want to weigh in, I'll read some of your instant messages a little later. We're talking about two issues here. Two issues. One, a class action lawsuit being brought against the state by para-retirees. That's public employees, cops, firefighters, teachers, state employees, municipal employees. The legislature moving to cut existing retirees' benefits. Colorado, the first state in the nation to cut existing retirees' benefits. Is this moral or immoral? Then also, State Senator Chris Romer making news this morning with a proposal to make three eastbound lanes on I-70 at the end of the day on Saturday and Sunday for skiers, basically movable barriers to take one of those westbound lanes and make it an eastbound lane. So you got three eastbound lanes coming out of the mountains at the end of the day, Saturday and Sunday, and only one westbound lane. Is this a good idea to alleviate ski traffic? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM760.
Hey, what's up, David?
Hey,
how
man.
You doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've grabbed up to the mountains right now, and it's good to hear that the issue's back on the table about the traffic. But honestly, taking it down to one lane with that movable barrier, that's just, that won't work. One lane, all it's going to take is just one bad driver, one trucker, somebody gaping at the mountains just to screw it up for everybody.
You know, so, I was thinking about that, because I drove up to the mountains, must have been a couple months ago with my brother, and there was a situation where one of the lanes was closed, and we were actually driving up in the morning, and it was a snowy morning, and there was only one lane open going up, and we drove early. But I'll tell you something, one lane, you're right, one person screws up something or gets into an accident or there's some sort of problem, and then everything's a standstill.
Yep, and you could ask the truckers to, you know, pull over, grab lunch, like your last caller said, but, you know, all it takes is one trucker not to heed the warning and kind of screw it up. And honestly, I don't think it's too bad. It happens. I come down about every Sunday from the mountains back to Denver, and you just got to time it up right. If you get early, if you get late, you'll be fine. If you leave right at 4 o'clock, well, you are going to kind of screw yourself.
Yeah, well, you know what, man, it is, you're right about timing. Whenever I go up to the mountains to ski, I'm up super early, and then we actually get out of there a little bit before the big rush. And I think you're right. Half this game is absolutely true, is timing. Thanks for the call, man. All right, let's go to Ken in Lakewood. Ken, you're on AM760. Hello, Ken.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I've been a member of PARA for 38 years, and I know it's right, and I know it's legal that we should be getting these benefits and all that, but when we're $30 billion in debt, I mean, you know, well, we have ours and screw all the rest of you. We all have to give in some to make this thing work. It's going to be a heck of a lot of years before we get out of $30 billion debt.
So you're, well, I mean, in fairness, and I appreciate your candor on this as a PARA member saying that there should be shared sacrifice. I do think one thing that David K. Johnston said to us last week, the New York Times, the former New York Times Pulitzer Prize winner on taxes, was, look, everything's an unfunded mandate, right? Defense spending, we never talk about it as an unfunded mandate. We cost $700 billion a year at the federal level. Well, over 10 years, that's a $7 trillion unfunded mandate. It's unfunded until we actually fund it. So sure, we have an unfunded pension system until we actually fund it. So my point is only that, yeah, I think shared sacrifice, it's an important discussion to have. But everything's an unfunded liability until you actually go ahead and fund it. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to get into this and also a new debate over Miranda rights in Colorado up next.
Do you like to save money? Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. And who doesn't, right? But how does a locally owned independent appliance store stay competitive with the big box stores? By being a member of the largest buying group in the country. That's how. Well, we're members. That's why we offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience the Mountain High difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. We're simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. President Obama, a few minutes from now, will spell out a new government effort to prevent dropouts and get struggling schools back on their feet. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president's plan would link federal grants to tough actions, including firing principals and staff members at failing schools. But Brookings Institution education expert Tom Lovelace is skeptical about that approach.
I do not think they're going to have a dramatic impact on the quality of American schooling. We just don't know yet how to turn around persistently failing schools, at least on a widespread basis.
Lovelace predicts school systems will jump at the administration's promise of $900 million in federal grants, even if the end result is no real improvement. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
2,000 federal transportation workers are off the job today, furloughed without pay, because Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning is blocking a $10 billion spending bill. Politico's Lisa Lehrer told us why Bunning doesn't like the bill.
He was concerned that the package wasn't paid for, and he wants to see more fiscal discipline from Congress.
The stalemate also means a temporary cutoff of unemployment benefits for 400,000 workers and a 21% cut in Medicare payments to doctors. Chile has asked the UN for help recovering from Saturday's deadly earthquake, and UN officials say help is on the way. In Concepcion, Chile's second biggest city, food and water are in short supply and looting is widespread. One woman broke into tears when she saw other people running off with the sacks of flour that she wanted. Reporter Jason Mitchell.
This is a city of 900,000 people, the second biggest in Chile. It's without electricity, it's without running water. There's a lot of homeless people, and there's probably an awful lot of people still buried under rubble.
The quake took more than 700 lives. Half a million families lost their homes. In this country, the San Diego Sheriff's Department is recommending charges of rape and murder against the registered sex offender who is being held in the disappearance of 17-year-old Chelsea King. Brant King told the CBS News Early Show,
"I just want to get her back."
The girl has not been seen since last Thursday. The Supreme Court hears argument shortly in the case of former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling, who's serving 24 years in prison for fraud and other crimes that brought the company down. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Skilling's appeal questions the law that was used to convict him and the role of pretrial publicity.
I would be surprised if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't grant Skilling some sort of relief, either from his current sentence based upon that shaky fraud statute, or from his conviction itself based upon the pretrial prejudice.
In The Hague, one-time Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been delivering his opening statement at a war crimes trial.
I will defend that nation of ours and their cause, which is just and holy.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 51 points. This is CBS News.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball, bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses? How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business, and you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It is less than a week since a gunman shot and wounded two students at Deer Creek Middle School in Littleton, but classes resumed today. A judge in Colorado Springs plans to issue a ruling today on the custody battle over the frozen remains of a 71-year-old woman. Mary Robinson signed a contract allowing the Alcor Life Extension Foundation to preserve her head and brain, but her family says Robbins changed her mind just before she died. Get ready for some flight delays at DIA and across the country. JFK International in New York is shutting down its main runway for repairs. The four-month project is not only going to delay flights in and out of New York, but it will have a ripple effect at other airports, including Denver. In sports, both the Nuggets and the Avs are in action tonight. The Nuggets play the Suns in Phoenix. The Avs are at home to play the Detroit Red Wings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now, here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it really hasn't been too terribly bad on our highways around the metro area. We're catching a lot of those usual delays out here with southbound 225 backed up from Parker Road down towards that Denver Tech Center merge, the northbound side, a little bunched up from Parker getting up past Mississippi. A lot of traffic heading northbound I-25 this morning. We're finding backups leaving the Tech Center, starting about Orcharded, very packed in, getting up to Hamden. Things will loosen up, and then we're jamming through the bridges again about Washington Street as you work yourself into downtown. Got word of a crash westbound I-70 approach Havana. That is a little slow coming in from 225. So some delays on your trip in from Aurora this morning. Watch for crashes at 1st and Peoria and northbound Federal Hamden in the cleanup stages. And up into the high country, looks like the snow has finally tapered off, but mixed road conditions. Slushy and snowpack for the I-70 corridor from Idaho Springs getting up to the tunnel. Marin O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota and its dealers are committed to your safety, and they're implementing the correct remedy to make things right. They're now repairing up to 50,000 vehicles a day. For more information, please visit Toyota.com.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye. 806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've been talking about the public employee retirement system and whether it is immoral for Colorado to become the first state in the nation to cut existing state employee, state retiree benefits. Is that immoral or not? We've also been talking about State Senator Chris Roemer's new proposal about I-70. Should we take one westbound lane and make it an eastbound lane at the end of the day on Saturday and Sunday to alleviate or at least mitigate some of the ski traffic? Feel free to weigh in on that, 303-713-7600. You can send us an instant message, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. There you'll find this Glenn Beck column that I wrote over the weekend. It appeared in the Denver Post, in the Seattle Times today, in papers nationally. I've been getting a lot of hate mail about it. Feel free to check it out. It's on our website as well. But first, before we get back to the phones, we're going to bring in State Representative Karen Middleton. She's got a bill that caught my eye. That would require police to inform citizens of their right to refuse voluntary searches. Many groups backing this bill believe it would limit traffic stops and searches that stem from racial profiling and discrimination. Representative Middleton, thank you for taking the time this morning. Tell us what prompted you to put this bill forward and how, if you agree that it's true, how you think that this bill will address the issue of racial profiling in traffic stops.
Well, good morning, David, and thank you for taking the time to look at this bill.
You know, I don't get pulled over very much, and I guess that's probably one of the reasons that I thought it was important to take a look at this bill. And truly, there are two reasons. One is just the inconsistency around citizens knowing that they have the right to say no when there's no legal reason for a search.
Does that mean, I mean, I guess the question is, is that assuming that people are stopped? I guess what I'm wondering is, if you're going to tell people that they can't be searched, that the police can't search them, if the police can tell them that you don't have to submit to this search, how does that deal with the issue of a police officer first stopping that person?
Well, there are two. It's actually either a if you're pulled over, or if there's a pedestrian search, so you're walking down the 16th Street Mall with a backpack. And, you know, the kind of testimony we heard really involved that there is not a lot of inconsistency in being pulled over. You can be pulled over for any reason at any time, but it's the search piece, which is the additional step where there seems to be some inconsistency in who is being asked to search. And the type of testimony we heard were folks that were getting pulled over and being asked to search, and if they knew that they could say no and questioned it, very often the search did not go forward. But a lot of times citizens just did not know that it was that they had the right to say no, particularly if they were in a hurry, needed to be somewhere, needed to get back to work. We heard from a young gentleman who was a teacher who was not able to get back to class on time because he was searched, which took quite a while.
So walk us through what this would look like. What this would look like in practice. I'm walking down the 16th Street Mall. A police officer comes up to me, says what to me, and what does he have to say to me?
You know, it's a little bit like if you think of the Miranda warning. It's a standard advisement that includes the language that says that I'm asking you if you will consent to let me search you, that that this is a voluntary search, and that you have the right to say no. And we did not script in the exact language, but what we did is followed what are national best practices in law enforcement, and it's called a standard oral advisement. One of the things that I hope that this will do is, if we move to standard language, then if there are inconsistencies in who is being searched or asked to be searched, that if we're hearing different language, then we could then ferret out other reasons why that search is taking place.
Is there precedent for this in other states? I mean, are there other places, states, or even municipalities that require this kind of advisement, as you put it, of people's rights?
Other states have gone further. So in Rhode Island, the city of Austin, they have either required a written consent or, in some cases, banned consent searches altogether.
Let me ask you this about the consequences of this. I seem to remember, and maybe this is a fuzzy memory from my youth, but I seem to remember that there was, I got pulled over for something, I don't know, it was a traffic stop or something, and there was this implied, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and there was this implied idea that you could refuse, but if you refuse, there are consequences. Is that the case in a lot of this, that it's you technically have the voluntary right to refuse, but there is this implied threat that if you refuse, there's going to be big trouble?
You know, there shouldn't be an implied threat, and I believe most of law enforcement is adhering to current best practice as it is, but there are exceptions. If they have a reason to search you, they will search you without this. And, you know, if you're pulled over for cause, it's a different situation.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that difference here.
Sure.
How does that work or how's it supposed to work in practice, that difference there? Spell out the difference for us.
Well, you know, the difference is if I have actually seen something, so I see a weapon or you're traveling at excessive speed, perhaps running from something. I mean, there's what is called a Terry stop, which is related to the name in a court case. We are not impacting any of those. And in those cases, police can do what they've always done, which is pull you over because they have a reason. So they think the vehicle's been stolen, whatever it is. That's different from, I've pulled you over, asked for your license and registration, and based on what? we don't know. I've asked to search her car. And what we've seen, and in fact, I know Tony Robinson over at the University of Colorado ran data for the city of Aurora, for example, and he found that there was absolute consistency in who was pulled over. It did not, there was not any sort of disparity in race. The difference was in the number of searches. So I think what we're trying to do is determine if that's in fact true. A standard advisement may help clarify that this is something that you need to think twice about before asking if you have no other legal reason to search. And only 14% of the time do they find anything in these consent searches. So, you know, it's 14% more than they would have, but that's not an overwhelming margin for me to let standard practice continue.
Again, online with us is State Representative Karen Middleton of Aurora. She has a bill that would require police to inform citizens of their right to refuse voluntary searches. It's being called the Consent to Search Bill. And I wonder if there's an unintended consequence of this, if you're worried about this. I support this bill fully. I think it's a great idea, but I do think about an unintended consequence. Could we see an unintended consequence where there are less voluntary searches, but more searches based on a trumped-up cause?
You know, I would hope that that's not the case, and I think most of the law enforcement who was working with us on this, and we did have some collaborative efforts, seem to feel like most folks are trying to do the right thing, and around any potential race bias, they really feel like they have training, that there are some consequences. They've already suggested that there could be additional consequences, and that might be the subject of additional work that they do. But I think that most police officers are trying to do the right thing. I think it's when it's the case that maybe it's habit, maybe it's a bad apple. I'm hoping that this ferrets out the bad apple. I would not believe that you would see this changing for the worse.
I just raised that idea because it seems to me that police have. And I'm not making a value judgment on this, but police do have a lot of power, the individual police officer, to say, look, I had cause, there was this or there was that. That already vests a lot of power in law enforcement. And I a little part of me worries that if we compel police officers to tell you that you can refuse a voluntary search, that if they want to search you, they can come up with a cause, but I guess there's no real way. I don't know if there's a way around this. I mean, it doesn't negate the fact that it's a good idea to make sure that people know their rights at all times. And I wonder, just politically for you, and again, on the line with us is State Representative Karen Middleton of Aurora. Her bill is called the Consent to Search Bill. It would require police to inform you of your right to refuse a voluntary search. Just politically here, what has been the response in the legislature? Do you think this has a good chance of passing? Has there been some opposition? Because typically around the Miranda rights issue, I mean, Miranda has been such a political hot button, or at least it was back in the late 70s and the 1980s. What's the reaction been to your plan?
You know, there's certainly been some opposition, but I think I also have a lot of support from colleagues who feel it's the right thing to do, that have heard from constituents. We have a very large coalition working on this, and we've been working collaboratively with law enforcement. This is a modified bill from its original version, and it took into consideration issues that were raised by certain sectors of law enforcement. We still have some organized opposition. The DAs don't like it. The sheriffs don't like it, but the chiefs of police are neutral on this, and they actually came to the table and negotiated with us. And so, you know, we definitely heard some opposition, but I believe it will move forward. It is up for third reading and a final vote in the House this morning.
Well, keep us posted on it, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And again, really, keep us posted on it so we can continue covering this. State Representative Karen Middleton, her bill is the Consent to Search Bill. By the way, if people want to follow this, what is the number of the bill?
It's House Bill 1201.
Okay, House Bill 1201, if you're looking to follow that on the state's website. Karen Middleton, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:17 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, a new debate over really enhanced Miranda rights in Colorado. Should the police be forced to tell you that you have a right to refuse a voluntary search? Or do you think that in asking police, in compelling police to read you those rights, that police will just not do voluntary searches? Maybe they'll just increase their causative searches, where they just say, this is not voluntary, I have cause to search you. Are there unintended consequences of this? 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to weigh in on cuts to the state employee retirement system, the public employee retirement system, cops, firefighters, teachers, state employees, city employees, the state moving to slash benefits. We become the first state in the country to slash benefits for existing retirees. Is that moral or immoral? Shared sacrifice or a backing out of a promise that we made to retirees? And then the I-70 plan making news this morning. State Senator Chris Romer has a bill that would take one westbound lane on I-70 and make it an eastbound lane for about 3 hours every Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon to try to alleviate ski-related traffic. A good idea or a bad idea? 303-713-7600. We'll get into a debate about all of those issues. You can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message what you think. Up next, we'll fill you in on a potential new tax proposal up in Fort Collins. Are they going to raise taxes up there to deal with some of their budget cuts? Stick around. Fill you in on that. Take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a couple crashes messing things up, Dave. One on the right shoulder, westbound I-70 as you approach Havana. Delays back to Peoria Street. Speeds in that stretch in the 20s and 30s. Also going to be stop and go. Got a crash in the Tech Center northbound I-25 at Bellevue. This also on the right shoulder. And stop and go jams back to Orchard. Also heavy getting to downtown after Washington Street. Southbounders, normal jams coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Again, after I-70 taking you past Spear Boulevard in Aurora. Stop and go southbound 225 Parker Road to 25. Bertha Pass has been closed since 6:40 Sunday night. That's for some bad weather and avalanche control. They have reopened Loveland Pass. Your forecast, scattered morning snow showers, little accumulation. Should see some sun this afternoon. Highs in the low 40s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What? When I went to buy and build, I was blown away by their selection and pricing. We were looking for cabinets, and the ones we looked at were 10 times lower than the ones at big box stores. Everything I looked at astounded me. Hardwood flooring, tile, beautiful vessel sinks, faucets, plumbing fixtures, granite, at a fraction of the cost of anywhere else I've ever looked. Toilets under $100 that sell elsewhere for $300. Go ahead, shop around. But if you don't go to buy and build, you're nuts. 4800 Washington Street in Denver. 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net.
Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
8:21 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. It's still cold out there, but it is going to be getting warmer, and electricity costs remain on the rise. It's time to look at improving your home's energy efficiency, right? We talk a lot about energy and the environment here. Well, energy efficiency is one of the areas that that really can help solve a lot of our national energy problems and our individual energy problems in terms of bills. Best Way Insulation, find them at bestwayinsulation.com. Best Way has been Colorado owned and operated since 1976. The owner, Debbie Weingart, extremely passionate and knowledgeable about energy efficiency. Even if you have fiberglass insulation now, your home is leaking in air through the holes in the fiberglass. Best Way specializes in a technique that actually packs the fiberglass down with a cellulose and stops airflow. If you have a bedroom above a two-car garage, you're letting in as much air as a normal room would if you left a picture window wide open. And the air coming from a garage is littered with carbon dioxide and other fumes. Best Way takes a whole house approach to insulation. They can handle all the rooms that the other companies can't, attics, cathedral ceilings. Check the website, bestwayinsulation.com, to find out the latest tax incentives and government programs to deal with some of this stuff that Best Way does. Again, bestwayinsulation.com. Give them a call, 303-469-0808, 303-469-0808. Again, that's 303-469-0808. You know, this is one of the issues. Energy is one of the issues that we talk about in a national way, but there are individual actions you can take that both benefit you and contribute to making our entire country more energy efficient. bestwayinsulation.com. Give them a call today, 303-469-0808. Tell them Sirota sent you.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Everybody loves a big hit, whether it's a big hit in baseball, in music, or in movies. And in seafood, our own big hit is back. Spectacular seafood specials at Perkins Restaurants. Exciting seafood entrees like our new orange teriyaki tilapia, grilled shrimp with broccoli risotto, and our shrimp basket with crispy no-tail shrimp and fries. Spectacular seafood specials available now, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Perkins, breakfast is just the beginning.
With some folks, there's just no forgiving. And I think that's a sad element in our society. We're not only in the political gotcha mentality, we're in the personal gotcha mentality. And kids are learning from us.
Tune in for the sensitive side of Big Eddie.
And I just wanted to say all that. I don't mean to be mean now, but I don't care whether you liked it or not.
Always warm and fuzzy, it's Ed Schultz.
And that's why I hope you listen every day.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
+8:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's snow is tapering off out there, but drive carefully. It's the roads are wet. I slipped around a little bit on the way into work today. Forecast gets better over the week, warmer at least. 50 degrees later on in the week, sunny, and at least right now it looks like a sunny weekend forecast, although the weekend is far away. Right now. Before we get back to the phones, I want to fill you in on this story out of Fort Collins. According to the Fort Collins Coloradan, city council members ponder tax proposal. Fort Collins voters may or may not see a ballot measure in November seeking an increase in the city sales tax, city council members said Saturday. They're not sold on the idea of asking voters for a 1% sales tax to bolster funding for services such as police, fire protection, parks and recreation, and road maintenance by about $20 million a year. The council and top city staff members discussed the proposal during a day-long retreat. City manager said that the city should go to voters this fall, even though other tax proposals are likely to be coming as well. So we could have a tax debate right up in Fort Collins. We'll continue to cover that. We'll go back to the phones now, 303-713-7600. We got three topics that we're talking about. One, this consent to search bill. Should the police be forced to tell you that you have a right to refuse voluntary searches when they stop you? Good idea or bad idea? The I-70 proposal, State Senator Chris Romer proposing to take one westbound lane at the end of the day, Saturday and Sunday, on I-70 and turning it into an eastbound lane with movable barriers. So as to alleviate ski-related traffic. Good idea or bad idea? And then cuts to the public employee retirement system, PERA, the legislature cutting existing retirees' cost of living increases, their benefits that they were promised. Colorado becomes the first state in the country to cut existing retiree benefits. Is this a good idea or a bad idea, moral or immoral? I think it's completely immoral. To cut existing retiree benefits that you've promised these retirees, doing this in order to avoid having a tax discussion. How are we going to entice good employees to come work at our public institutions if we are now telling those employees, hey, we may make you a promise of good benefits, but that promise ain't worth the paper it's written on? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Before we get back to the phones, I'm going to check your instant messages here. Let me read a couple here. And you can always instant message am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. This is from Dave. I want to thank you for standing up for public employees. No one wants to mention about the pay cut state employees are taking this July of 2.5% to pick up a larger portion of the state's contribution to PERA, or that state employees already pay more than we would if we were in Social Security, or that additional increases from state employees is still forthcoming. I also find it very interesting that Republicans say they hate PERA, but when their term limits are up, they certainly do what they can to get into a para job. Interesting point there. David, the new law to take away COLA from para retirees is immoral, and hopefully it will be declared illegal. That's from another listener. Let's a couple more here. David, the bill being proposed to add another zipper lane on I-70 to help traffic is a joke. When will people realize that some real sacrifices will need to be made in order to keep our state from becoming another California? Here's another one here. Dave, para does not... David, it appears to me that the state stealing the retirements public employees have counted on having is no different than Bernie Madoff stealing the retirements of all those who invested with him. That's a good point. One more here. I agree with Representative Senator Romer that we need to do something regarding I-70 and ski traffic. Please, his solution sounds good, since problem is mainly only Sunday evening and Saturday morning and only in one direction. So we'll go to the phones, 303-713-7600. You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. There you'll find my Glenn Beck column that ran in the Denver Post this weekend and the Seattle Times. Today was in national newspapers over the weekend. I'm getting a lot of hate mail about it. Somebody on instant message asked, what about Ed Schultz's rhetoric about kicking former Vice President Dick Cheney's heart down the sidewalk? I didn't hear Ed Schultz's comment about that, so I can't comment specifically on that. What I would say in general, though, is that violent rhetoric advocating for the death of large groups of Americans, whether it comes from liberals or progressives, and I'm not saying that Ed Schultz said anything near like what Glenn Beck said, but in general, just as a general statement, making those kinds of statements, whether it comes from the right or left, in my mind, is completely unacceptable. All right, let's go to the phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to my buddy Mike Nelson in Denver. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Calling in about the I-70 plan. I think it's a wonderful idea. I mean, you know, God forbid skiers would have to be inconvenienced by traffic on their way home.
I thought a little bit about that. And that was my first reaction to this was like, are we really going to, skiers really the concern? But Romer did say, and he said, look, the ski industry, whether you're a skier or not, is a major part of our economy.
Well, why is this any different than any other giant piece of corporate welfare? I mean, the state's going to buy this thing or lease it. They're going to pay to maintain it for the benefit of a very small corporate group that already gets a lot of corporate welfare.
You're talking about the ski industry.
Ski industry. This is, what's the difference? You don't support corporate welfare on any other level, do you?
No.
To me, this is corporate welfare.
Except for one thing. By the way, I'm not sure I support this. I don't know where I come down, and it was news to me this morning. So I don't pretend to be infallible and have instant opinions on everything. I think it's an interesting idea. I guess what he's arguing is, look, it's not just corporate welfare to one industry. He is effectively saying that the ski industry brings so many people to the region and so much revenue to the entire region that this traffic issue could potentially choke off some of that revenue. Some of it obviously goes to the ski industry, other to the ski towns. And he argues, look, a lot of people move to the Front Range to have easy access to that recreational area. You don't buy any of it.
Isn't this the same argument that the NASCAR people are using to say, well, there's a lot of people who enjoy NASCAR, so therefore give us tax money and give us tax breaks to build
it? Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's the same in the sense that you could build a NASCAR stadium anywhere, right?
Well,
I mean, the mountains are kind of unique.
I don't have a problem with this idea. I think people who use it should pay for it. It should be essentially.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. I like that idea. That's a good idea. People
if you
who
really want to do make it an HOT. Make that extra lane an HOT that you have to pay for to use.
That's a good idea. So that the rest of us don't have to effectively subsidize people who want to go skiing.
Or who want that free lane. Make it like a.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I hope State Senator Romer is listening. That's a very good idea. I like that idea. And I think you bring up a good point, right? I mean, this is going to be an expenditure. It's not a huge expenditure, but it is going to be an expenditure. And you're right. Why should we the whole state have to subsidize this one lane. Now, I want to just ask you this really quick question.
Sure.
What about the idea that, because I think that there's other avenues and other roads that we shouldn't charge HOT for. I mean, I think this idea that we should charge, or that you should allow people to get into a lower traffic lane at rush hour on I-25 with a fee, I think that kind of creates a two-tiered system, don't you? I mean, I'm not really supportive of that either.
I don't think it creates a two-tiered system. I think it just continues the fact that our entire society is a two-tiered system, and that's just one little small fraction.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if you don't agree with that on I-25, why would you agree to an HOT fee as a lane to evade traffic?
Because the alternative is everybody else in the state paying for it.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, hey Mike, thanks for the call, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
All right, let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey Ralph, what's up?
Hi, David. Happy March.
You too.
Listen, sounds like Colorado is following the sterling example of Colorado Springs down here.
With the para issue?
Yeah. I mean, basically what you're doing is you're cutting services and payments to the middle class, and you're bailing out the rich.
Well, and no one really has talked about the economic the economic consequences of this, right? I mean, just as a matter of economics, right? If we need right now to be spending into our economy countercyclically, if we need to be making sure that money goes to people who are going to spend it quickly, it seems to me cutting retiree benefits, cost of living increases, is a real bad idea, right? It's like, because those are COLA benefits that are probably they're being given to a population that's probably going to spend them fairly quickly.
Absolutely. And David, let me make a modest proposal. Rather than cutting the retirees' benefits who will spend it, why don't we cut the interest payments or delay the interest payments on Colorado bonds? That has two effects. First effect is the retirees have the money and they can spend it, which is what we need. The second, if we take the credit card away or make it a lot more expensive to use, you people in Denver at the State House will quit using the darn thing.
So you're saying for people who own bonds that the state pays out, you could effectively delay interest payments to those shareholders?
Well, I don't know whether you can or not, but it's basically, as you pointed out earlier, there are a bunch of unfunded obligations that we have. Pension benefits is one.
That's right.
Bonds are another.
That's right. No, this is David K. Johnston made this point, which I think is such an important point. And I was talking to my wife Emily about mm-hmm. this over the weekend, which is that it's interesting to note what politicians talk about as unfunded mandates and what they don't. Right.
Right.
Because defense spending is a good example. $700 billion a year. You don't hear politicians say, well, that's an unfunded mandate of $7 trillion over the next 10 years. That's an unfunded mandate of, you only hear about it in your terms. I wrote a column about this, right? And Social Security, you hear about, over 50 years, we've got this much of a debt. Now, my point on that is the reason that discrepancy exists is because politicians talk about benefits for middle-class people in hysterical terms, to justify their cutting of those middle-class programs. And they don't talk about the programs that benefit their big corporate contributors in the same way, because they want to minimize what those costs look like to the public. It's the same thing with the here in state, right? We hear so much about para has this much unfunded liabilities. Well, how much unfunded liabilities do we have for our roads? How much unfunded liability? We spend $2 billion a year on corporate tax exemptions, right? Over 10 years, that's an unfunded liability of $20 billion if we preserve it at the same level. But to hear a discussion about what's an unfunded liability when it comes to a program for middle-class people. And it's that kind of discrepancy that you have to listen for. And it's that kind of discrepancy that we try to ferret out here on the AM 760 Morning Show. I hope that's why folks listen to the show. Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right. Again, should we cut public employee retirement benefits? Is that shared sacrifice? Or is it immoral for Colorado to become the first state in the country to cut existing retirees' benefits? I think it's immoral. What do you think? The I-70 plan, should we take one lane going westbound on I-70 and make it an eastbound lane on heavy ski days? That's a proposal being floated by State Senator Chris Romer. And then Karen Middleton, we just heard from her, a new consent to search bill. Should police have to tell you, to read you your right to refuse to be voluntarily searched when they pull you over or when they stop you on the street? Should they have to read you effectively enhanced Miranda rights? Good idea or bad? We'll take more of your calls, 303-713-7600. Up next, I will fill you in on some national news. President Obama still using the nicotine patch. And Democrats say they now have the votes for that watered-down health care bill. Is that a good news or bad news? We'll discuss it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got some acts there. One here in the tech center, northbound I-25 around Bellevue. It is on the right-hand shoulder. Now we have a fire truck, which is blocking the right tubes. So that's causing some backups all the way past Arapahoe Road. Also got a rollover crash up in the high country, median eastbound I-70 near mile marker 217. That's right around Loveland Pass. It is slick up in the high country. Berthoud Pass still shut down. It has been for about 16 hours, adverse weather, some avalanche control up there. Loveland Pass is reopened. Chain law is required for all semis as you approach the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Loveland Pass. Your forecast today, a few snow showers AM, followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high near 40, then a nice warming trend with sunny skies, 52 on Tuesday. Currently 33 degrees in Denver. Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash in it. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Owned and operated since 1976. Best Way Insulation is saving the planet one house at a time. Best Way Insulation is proud to be the official insulation company of the David Sirota Show and wants to help every listener save money and preserve the planet. Best Way specializes in improving a home's existing insulation and can help you take advantage of tax credits and energy company rebates available in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Visibly erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view for younger-looking, more radiant skin. The results are so impressive, it was included in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards, and women who've tried it have called it life-changing. If you want to see the dramatic results your skin take years off your skin risk-free, call now for this exclusive radio offer. That's a free trial of hydroxytone at 1-800-900-0684. This is a limited-time offer. 1-800-900-0684.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a right-sized smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry, and as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-992-4314. That's 1-800-992-4314. 1-800-992-4314.
Your spouse may have left you, but you still have rights. Learn about your rights and learn about how to get through a divorce with advice from the Talking Divorce team of experts. Talking Divorce, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
.843 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I-70, should we have movable lanes for skiers on I-70? What do you think about that? Extra enhanced Miranda rights. Should police be forced to tell you that you can refuse a voluntary search when they stop you here in Colorado? That's what one bill says that should happen. It's moving through the legislature right now. And then para employees, public employees, the state moving to cut their benefits. We become the first state in the country to cut existing retiree benefits. Is this an immoral betrayal of our contractual obligations to those employees? A lawsuit against the state says it is. We're going to get back to the phones in a second here. We're getting your instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message. We're getting a lot of your instant messages. While you're over at the David Sirota page, check out my column about Glenn Beck. I'm getting a lot of hate mail about that. It ran in the Denver Post this weekend. It's in national newspapers out today. And then also when you're over at the David Sirota page, if you like the show, please click on the link to Westward's poll and vote for us in Westward's poll, Best of Denver poll, slot number 13. The link to that poll is on our website. Some national news. Obama still using nicotine replacement to fight smoking. President Obama continues to struggle to quit smoking and has a slightly elevated cholesterol level, according to the doctor who conducted his physical Sunday at the National Naval Medical Center. So apparently the president is still using the patch. Democrats will have the votes for a health care bill, says one of Obama's top aides, raising the prospect of a simple up or down vote. The White House said on Sunday that it thinks Democrats will secure enough votes on the measure and signaled that the administration could be moving towards trying to pass it along party lines. No word on whether the White House will demand a public option as part of a final bill. Of course, the health care proposal that the White House put on its website did not include a public option after President Obama has claimed that he really cares about a public option. We'll go back to the phones now, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines if you want to weigh in on any of the issues we're talking about this morning. We'll go to Cindy in Arvada. Cindy, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
Hi. I was calling about the pension cutting, and I really agree with you. I think it's immoral. I work at Boulder Community Hospital up in Boulder, and we just got a letter at the end of the year saying that, you know, people who are in the pension plan, they will be okay, but they're not offering pension to anybody who's hired after, you know, 12/31 of 09. And I just think it's, you know, I mean, it's always coming down on the worker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I absolutely know what you mean. I mean, look, I have less of a problem with the state. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea for a separate reason. If the state is going to say right now, all right, everybody who we hire now is going to get less benefits, less pension. At least, I don't think that's good policy for other reasons, but at least you're being honest with people upon their employment. To take people who've already been working for the state and to say, sorry, you know, screw you, we just can't fund this. At a time when we have been ravaged by right-wing anti-tax forces who have tied the hands of our tied our state constitution up with anti-tax provisions, you know, I just think that's really, really immoral. I think what we need to have is an honest debate. All right, look, we've made these promises to these employees, and we need to have a revenue discussion, a tax and revenue discussion about how to fund those retirement benefits, as opposed to saying, all right, we can never talk about taxes. The only people who need to sacrifice in a super serious, real sense are workers who we've made promises to, who now can't go back into the workforce because they're 65, 70, 75, 80 years old.
Right, because, see, I work with people. I mean, I've been there for 7 years. And I'm a junior. Everybody there is like 12, 15 years, and they were really worried that they were going to cut their pension, which they didn't. But see, we've been through this. The first time I went through pension cutting was with United Airlines. My husband, he had a pension when he left of $1,200. And right after he got that pension, they cut him down. And it was a big thing. United was one of the first companies to do that. He got his pension cut by $300 a month.
Yeah, and I just think it's like, we have got, I mean, the thing is, and what's amazing is you hear corporations like United, you hear executives from GM, they say, well, you know, we have to do this or the company's going to be in trouble. Well, you should have planned for that, right? You made these promises. And by the way, the executives, for instance, at GM were paying themselves a huge salary, and then they have the nerve to come to employees and say, well, I know we made you these promises, but we can't fulfill them. That's not shared sacrifice. That's backing out of a promise. And the difference with a state is, in a state, as opposed to a corporation, a state can actually have a discussion about taxes. So this whole idea that we can't do anything, we've just got to cut public employee retirement for people we've already promised those retirements to, that's ridiculous. The state has the power to raise revenues through taxes. This is just a scheme so that we don't have a discussion about taxes. Cindy, thanks for the call. Sarah in Aurora. Hey, Sarah, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question.
Fire away.
What do the people on PARA contribute towards their retirement?
I don't have the data in front of me. I mean, they put away in their paycheck, they put away, they contribute to the system. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
In other words, you can't tell me if it's more than 7.65% or less than 7.65%.
I can't tell you the exact number, no. What, your point is what?
Well, my point is I'm wondering what they contribute and compare what I get after 50 years on Social Security with what they get.
Well, why is that? My question to you, Sarah, is why is that relevant? They were made a promise, regardless of what the terms of the promise were.
I was made a promise under Social Security, but they can cut it any time.
No, first of all, they can't cut it any time. They would require, I mean, I guess you're right. Technically, they could cut it at any time. They haven't cut it. So I don't know
they
what
could.
You're. They could.
Well,
Sarah. The difference is they could cut your Social Security benefits. That would be immoral. They have cut people's para retirements. So my point is, two wrongs don't make a right. So what is your point?
My point is that I think they get much more than I get under Social Security after 50 years.
I understand that, but they were made a promise. They were made a promise, just like you were made a promise. If you would be ticked off if they would cut your Social Security benefits that
why
you were
frankly,
promised,
no,
why
would.
you wouldn't be ticked off if they cut your Social Security benefits?
Not if it was helping. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, Sarah, let me suggest to you that you are in the significant minority, and my guess is that you're not living off of your Social Security, correct?
Yes, I am.
So you're subsisting off it. That's what you rely on to subsist. Because anybody who's subsisting, who's barely making ends meet on Social Security, would not look at a Social Security system where Warren Buffett pays far less a percentage in Social Security taxes than most average working people. Anybody who's subsisting on Social Security would probably not be all that cool with having Social Security benefits be cut.
I wouldn't be happy. But I wouldn't raise Cain about it.
And you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't think
I mean,
we should. You don't think we should have a tax
Social
discussion.
Security. I'm 77 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I live on Social Security.
Okay, so you would be fine with us not having a discussion, for instance, about applying Social Security taxes to billionaires' income. You would be fine with seeing your Social Security benefits cut, rather than having a discussion about applying Social Security taxes to millionaires and billionaires. That's what you'd be completely fine with that.
That's not what I'm saying at all. That I haven't brought that up. I think the millionaires should be paying on every cent they get.
Okay, so my point is we're having these So my point is we're having this discussion in a vacuum. So you're saying you'd be fine with them cutting your Social Security benefits, but you're not fine with the way the tax system works to fund Social Security. So I don't understand, you don't really have a coherent position. Are you okay with them cutting your Social Security benefits?
If it meant helping our economy, yes, I would be okay.
Okay, but that again, you're framing it in a vacuum. Here's the question. Would you be okay with them cutting your Social Security benefits without raising taxes on millionaires and billionaires? How about that?
Well, I don't have any say on that. I would love to see that happen, but I don't have any.
But that's exactly my point about what's going on in the state. The people who are cutting public employee retirements are doing that because they don't want to have a discussion about taxes in this state. And so my point to you is that don't listen to the propaganda in a vacuum that's coming from our state leaders. They are cutting benefits and saying it's shared sacrifice without being willing to have a discussion about those tax issues. Sarah, thanks for the call. 8:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take a couple more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, rollover crash, median eastbound I-70 right up there in the high country at mile marker 217. That's near Highway 6, Loveland Pass. Then they just cleared up this accident northbound I-25 at Bellevue. All lanes are reopened. Still a little heavy from Arapaho up past 225. Injury crash, Highway 72 at Indiana. And also a new accident northbound Sheridan at Alameda. Forecast, scattered morning snow showers, little accumulation. Should see some sun this afternoon. High of 40, right now 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Little Caesars is home of the large $5 hot and ready cheese or pepperoni pizza, where you can feed a family of four for only $1.25 per person. That's a great value all day, every day. Feed your family tonight with Little Caesars hot and ready pizza for only $5 plus tax at participating locations only.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
You've probably heard the saying, there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the anti-aging breakthrough Declitone, that phrase has never been more true. After all, there's strength in the fact that Declitone's proprietary formula contains four of the top anti-aging ingredients available. These four powerful, clinically proven ingredients help defy gravity to visibly tone, tighten, lift, and brighten skin for a noticeably younger look. There's strength in the fact that 97% of women who tried clinically proven Declitone said they noticed a dramatic improvement in their skin. 97%. And then there's strength in this number, 1-800-400-6621. Because when you call it, in the next 10 minutes, you can get a free trial of Declitone. If you have loose, sagging, wrinkled skin on your face, neck, chest, and hands, trust in our strength and get the results you want. For your risk-free trial of Declitone, call 1-800-400-6621 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-6621.
People everywhere recommending Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair guaranteed.
I started using Ovation for my thinning hair, but Ovation has also cleared up the skin condition on my scalp I've been fighting for over 20 years. Ovation really works.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine, and my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone, and I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
I just read that over 50 million of us don't have life insurance because we don't think it's important. And I thought, well, at least I'm not alone. But it also said, if you die, your spouse is left alone trying to figure out how to make ends meet. Borrowing money, maybe even selling possessions. I never thought of that before.
If you have a family, you probably need life insurance. I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-900-2039.
I'm thinking it's time I got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 75%. Call now. 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
857 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Gary in Boulder. Gary, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
I want to talk about the highway a little bit. You got to look at what's causing the problem of the jam up, and I think it's because people come out of the tunnel and hit that downhill stretch and go like 70 miles an hour, 75. They get down past Georgetown, and it slows down, and it's like an accordion effect. Wouldn't it be simpler to reduce the speed limit going up through the tunnel and out of the tunnel and then increase it once you get past Georgetown?
You know, it's not a bad idea. The question is whether people would adhere to it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can change the speed limit. You can even enforce the speed limit. I'm just not sure people are gonna listen to a change in the speed limit. But it's a good point about traffic dynamics. All right, up next... we will talk about the Oath Keepers. Who are these soldiers, quote-unquote, against the Obama administration? Stick around.
Coin experts everywhere are hailing it as the biggest discovery in the past 20 years. A gleaming cache of classic U.S. gold coins, recently found hidden deep in the vaults of a bank in Paris, France. And now, the New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of these amazing U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free DVD, call now, 1-800-300-7026. Known as the Rive d'Or Collection, which literally means River of Gold, these brilliant, uncirculated U.S. gold coins have been hidden away, untouched and unseen for nearly 100 years. Each is as gleaming and fresh as the day it left the Mint. The New York Mint is now releasing these classic U.S. gold coins to the public on a strict first-come, first-served basis, only for as long as supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to own a valuable piece of American history. For your free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now, 1-800-300-7026, 1-800-300-7026.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Saw off a new education push from President Obama aimed at reducing the country's school dropout rate.
Strategies like closing a school for a time and reopening it under new management, or even shutting it down entirely and sending its students to a better school.
Mr. Obama is proposing to spend $900 million if states and education districts agree to make changes. It may be a groundbreaking case if it survives a court challenge from the U.S. government. An immigration judge in Tennessee has given political asylum to a German family that wants to homeschool their 5 children, a practice that is illegal under German law. Attorney Michael Donnelly is with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
They wanted to come here for the kind of freedoms that we enjoy for homeschooling, and we asked them if they would want to apply for asylum, and they said that they would, and so they came, and we did.
Just a few weeks before scheduled arguments, the Supreme Court has scratched an appeal from a group of Chinese Muslims held at Guantanamo. Live to Washington, and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The detainees, known as Uyghurs, were challenging their detention. The High Court is dropping their case because they've been offered homes in other countries. The decision has a broad impact. It wipes out a significant lower court ruling that said federal judges have no power to order the release of Guantanamo detainees into the United States. That ruling now must be reviewed at a time when some in Congress are pushing legislation to keep detainees off American soil. Nick?
2 days after a devastating earthquake, rescue crews are using saws and other equipment to cut through rubble looking for survivors. The death toll has climbed to more than 700 in Chile, with the area south of the capital of Santiago especially hard hit. 500,000 homes are said to have been either destroyed or badly damaged. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
There's a real fight for to regain control and a fight for survival on the part of some people. There are soldiers in the streets now south in Point South of Santiago. There is a report of widespread looting.
Dozens of people have been arrested for violating curfew. The UN has pledged to rush aid to Chile. The American Red Cross says a small team is at work in the country with a larger force ready to move out. The organization's Tracy Rain says the general public can help by donating money.
It's not about goods and people getting on planes. It's about really sending a check or giving any money that you feel comfortable with to any organization that you feel strongly in supporting.
Authorities in San Diego County are holding a registered sex offender in the four-day-old disappearance of teenager Chelsea King. Volunteers have been combing a park and surrounding area for the girl without any sign of her. Chelsea's mother, Kelly, tells CBS News the family's overwhelmed with gratitude.
The outpouring of support and love and compassion that's gone into this search effort is it's indescribable.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 69 points, the NASDAQ 27. This is CBS News.
Do you really think all batteries are the same? Or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
With its unique combination of high resale value and 3-year 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance, the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper is a smart buy. You could say it delivers fiscally prudent, environmentally sensitive, flat-out, full-on, go-for-broke, no-holds-barred, white-knuckle go-kart handling motoring excitement starting at $19,500. Or you could just say it's a smart buy. Learn more at MiniUSA.com/info.
MSRP includes destination and handling, excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Classes resume at Deer Creek Middle School in Littleton today. It's less than a week since a gunman shot and wounded two students there. Superintendent Cindy Stevenson says there will be dozens of counselors in classrooms today to help students answer one major question.
Everyone wants to know, am I safe? I think it's really important that we say to all of our schools, all of our communities, yes, you're safe in school.
Another question the kids have, will they have to make up the 2 days of classes missed? The answer to that question, no. Snow continues to make for kind of a slick drive today, especially up in the high country.
The majority of the rough spots in the state are in the higher elevations. We've also seen some snow in the far southern part of the state near the New Mexico border. And we're starting to see some snow in the southeast, but the worst roads, definitely in the mountains.
CDOT's Eric Escudero says some mountain pass highways are closed. In sports, both the Nuggets and the Avs are in action tonight. The Nuggets play the Suns in Phoenix. The Avs are at home to play the Detroit Red Wings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it looks like the drive around town has cleaned up nicely. We had that late crash north of I-25 near Bellevue. That is long gone. So are the backups. Looking good. Leaving the tech center, heading into downtown. Both directions are 225 back to normal. No more delays up along the I-70 deck. And C-470 is in great shape along the foothills. Up in the high country, even though the snow has tapered off a little bit, there's still problems with the highways being very slick and may have contributed here to this rollover accident. Eastbound I-70 near Maya Micker, 217 or Highway 6, the Loveland Pass area, could be a little slow as you're heading down from the Eisenhower Tunnel. I'm Aaron O'Neill. I'm 760 Progressive. Talk.
It's never been more affordable to own a Harley. You can ride a Sportster for as little as $4 a day. Qualifying Softails and V-Rods are available with extended warranties and a 5,000-mile maintenance plan on the house. Hurry in for the best selection. Visit MileHighHarley.com for details.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Harbin program, are you mad as hell and not going to take it anymore? It's high time to stand up for the Supreme Court's ruling on corporate personhood. Progressive activist and former Green Party candidate for president David Cobb will be here with news on getting active and taking back democracy from the clutches of the corporations. Plus, former Vermont governor and chair of the DNC, Dr. Howard Dean, joins me to talk about the health care summit, the current bill, and where we go from here.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last week we talked a lot about Glenn Beck calling for the eradication of progressives. My newspaper column out in national newspapers over the weekend talked about that comment and that statement that he made at the Conservative Political Action Conference, in the wake of this anti-government and anti-tax terrorist suicide bombing in Austin, Texas. And it's opened up a whole discussion, or at least I hope it's opened up a whole discussion, about the rise of right-wing terrorism in our country. You may remember a year ago, the Department of Homeland Security issued a report, by the way, written by a lot of Bush administration Homeland Security holdovers, saying that right-wing terrorism, militia, paramilitary groups in the country with a conservative political ideology may pose a national security threat to the country. I think that's absolutely true. And joining us now is Justine Sharrock of Mother Jones Magazine. The piece in Mother Jones called Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason, meet the fast-growing patriot group that's now recruiting soldiers to resist the Obama administration. It's a frightening piece, and I want to examine it. Justine, first of all, tell us who the Oath Keepers are. We've heard of the Promise Keepers. Who are the Oath Keepers, and where are they operating?
The Oath Keepers are a group of current and former military, law enforcement, and firefighters. And their general idea is that they will refuse any orders that they deem unconstitutional. They are nationwide. The founder is in Las Vegas, but they have chapters, at least one chapter in every state, and are growing pretty rapidly. Right now, it's about 6,000 dues-paying members, but 15,000 or more regular members.
And they, you're saying that they will refuse orders. You say that these are current active duty and or current law enforcement officials and retired ones. Are you saying that among the current folks, the people who are in the military or in law enforcement right now, are you saying that they have also taken an oath? To not follow the orders of commanders, of superiors, that they deem illegal.
Yeah, exactly. And in some cases, that's great. For instance, if someone's asked to do a warrantless search, for instance, you'd hope that a policeman would refuse. But in other cases, it gets a little bit more complicated. For instance, they don't believe in cooperating with the United Nations. So when you have each soldier is supposed, or law enforcement, is not supposed to obey illegal orders, but sometimes it's up to the individual to decide what's constitutional or moral, can get a little bit more complicated.
What I found fascinating about this piece, among the many things in this piece that were fascinating, is this idea that in some ways the symbols of the military are being used to juxtapose people against the government. There's now not only, it seems to me, a distinction in a lot of people's mind between the government that's supposed to be big and bad, this concept of government, and the military is this infallibly good institution. We've now not only made that distinction in our mind, but we have groups like the Oath Keepers who are actually taking it a step further and supposing that the emblems and the style and the culture of the military is actually anti-government itself. What motivates these people? I mean, is it the Obama administration? Because a lot of these grievances, as you say, that they discuss, were started during the Bush administration. What about, in particular, the Obama administration has been so formative in what you report on?
Well, they do say that Obama has just continued what was happening under the Bush administration and just gone further. And the increased federalization really scares them. So something like healthcare reform, they see that would be more federal control imposing on state rights. And then they extrapolate from that, saying, well, if that's the kind of thing first happening, who knows what the next steps are before you have a completely tyrannical dictatorship. So it's interesting because some of their fears are based on reality, but they tend to just take that steps further that leads to a more paranoid mindset.
In your reporting, do you think that these people pose a potential threat to the country, a security threat, a violent threat to the United States?
Most of the people in the group know, but there are definitely some fringe elements who hear the rhetoric, which can be pretty fiery, even from the founder, and take that to mean that they should go further steps than he's suggesting. And it sort of comes with a big silent but implied or else. The idea going, if it did get to a point of martial law, then we should protect the citizens against the government. And, you know, when you have people in a military mindset, that can take on a different meaning.
Again, on the line with us is Justine Sharrock. Her new article in Mother Jones Magazine, Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason, the fast-growing patriot group that's recruiting soldiers to resist the Obama administration. It's linked on our website, am760.net, on the David Sirota page. And I wonder if you think if there's been pushback. I mean, because it seems to me there is some contradiction here, that if you, for instance, subscribe to the Constitution, then you believe that the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. So it seems to me there is a contradiction in the and by the way, that you believe that the legislature, the congressional legislature, can pass laws that have the force, obviously, of law. If you call yourself a constitutionalist, you believe in that. There is a contradiction there, right? I mean, you've got people who are saying, well, I believe in the Constitution, but only these parts of the Constitution that I like. But I don't believe in the general welfare clause. I don't necessarily believe I have to take orders from the commander in chief. Is there any recognition of that contradiction among these people?
Well, the issue with the commander in chief is that they argue that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And so any laws that are passed that they think contradict that don't count. And then the same thing with the commander-in-chief, even though that's in the Constitution, they say that that you're not taking an oath to protect one individual, but to protect the Constitution. So, I mean, that's an example where it does get pretty complicated.
How fast has the growth been in these kinds of organizations since President Obama took office? I ask that question because I'm just wondering if this has been an exclusively or primarily Obama era phenomenon.
Yeah, it didn't start until after Obama got elected. The founder was working on the Ron Paul campaign, and after that, sort of gave up on trying to organize within Washington. But the people who he's recruiting are definitely wouldn't be as politically active or interested before the Obama administration. And then you also see how there's sort of an echo chamber that's created through the Tea Parties, through people like Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, who have those same kind of messages and just give them more legitimacy and make it just more of a national movement, which I think it then encourages other people to join in.
You're a reporter, and I know that you've maintained objectivity in reporting this piece. There are some people on one side who will say, look, this is good. People are getting are organizing. This is their right of assembly, their right to organize. I've been getting emails, for instance, from Glenn Beck supporters based on my column this weekend saying, you know, Glenn Beck didn't mean you're taking his words out of context when he calls for the eradication of progressives. You know, he's not advocating violence. The folks, I'm sure a lot of folks around the Oath Keepers will say, well, you know, we're armed because we're allowed to be armed, and we're not advocating violence. There are other people who say, you know, this is moving towards something very dangerous. Which side do you think is right?
The reason I found this group so fascinating is because it is so complex. I agree with a lot of their platform, but then some of the members just go too far on it. And throughout the whole reporting process, I kept oscillating because I'd be sitting there listening to their oath to protect the Constitution, I thought that's a fascinating, that's a great thing. You know, I'm against the Patriot Act, warrantless searches. But then I'd hear them do a very fundamentalist reading of it, and some of them think the Constitution's based on God's word, and so then you should not obey unchristian laws. And so it gets so complicated. And I think it's important for people on the left to not belittle them and not just see them as fringe wackos, but to take them seriously. I still couldn't figure out which is the answer to your question, because I think they do represent both.
I mean, I guess the criticism is not. I mean, obviously, if you take a lot of folks like this at their word, sure. I've said I find common ground when folks in the Tea Party movement rip on the Wall Street bailouts. I find common ground with them when they talk about the Patriot Act. My actual problem with these folks is that I think that a lot of them are hypocrites. You don't hear them talking about they talk about deficits, but they don't talk about the defense spending bill. They talk about the Constitution, but I didn't hear them talking about the Constitution or organizing around travesties against the Constitution during the Bush administration. I think a lot of people get the feeling that this is motivated more deeply not by the Constitution, but by partisanship, but by a hatred for liberals, as epitomized by President Obama, that they can't stand that a black man is president. Is there any credence to that? I mean, did you consider that? Did you see any evidence of that? That the fact that double standard there betrays something deeper and darker?
The biggest point that I saw contradiction and being hypocritical was their take on things like non-enemy combatant status, where they specifically would only address infringements on the rights of citizens. They're not interested in the detention or the illegal detention of immigrants, for instance, or refugees. They won't address any of the problems going on in Iraq. Your question adds to the race of Obama. I mean, I think that is definitely present in a lot of the Tea Party movement, but that is not something I found with the Oath Keepers. But yeah, they do pick and choose, and they keep saying that they're a bipartisan group, but when I went there as a liberal, they were not happy with me.
In my book, The Uprising, when I reported on the Minutemen, I got sort of the same reaction. They knew who I was and where I was coming from. And they were gracious. They let me report on them. My final question to you, and again online with this is Justine Sharrock, her new article in Mother Jones, Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason. It's linked on our website, am760.net. My last question for you is, what about, and we touched on this a little bit, but what about, did you ask them, did you talk to them about the problem of some people on the fringe taking what they're saying and taking it a step farther than they at least purport to not want to go? I mean, there was this discussion about with the IRS terrorist bomber. Is that an example, when people have discussed, is that an example of somebody taking the violent rhetoric, the violent anti-government rhetoric too far? Did they have a reaction to that? Do they even consider that?
Oh, yeah, they definitely consider it. The thing that I think speaks most strongly to that with the group is they spend a lot of time policing their online forums, telling people not to talk about violence or getting together to do arms training and that kind of thing. But the fact that they have to spend so much time policing the website and taking down posts, mm-hmm. It speaks to the amount of that kind of more violent aspect that this is really tapping into, and that's a big part of America right now.
Yeah, and I think that you make a very good point. The fact that they have to spend so much resources or so much time getting rid of the most blatant examples or calls to violent action. I think that speaks to what they are tapping into, whether they admit that they are trying to or not. That's another question. Justine Sharrock, her article is Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason from Mother Jones. It's linked on our website, am760.net. Justine, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Thanks for your great reporting.
Yeah, thank you.
922 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Up next, news of the weird. A new poll comes out. Public, 5 times more likely to forgive Tiger Woods than John Edwards. Also, a huge iceberg breaks off of Antarctica. That's news of the bad, I guess. And a beauty show, a camel beauty show. We'll fill you in on all that up next in news of the weird. 922 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. It is the first day of March. We made it through February. Very psyched about that. We have a nice forecast coming up the rest of the week. Some sun in the forecast, finally. Stick around for news of the weird after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is really starting to shape up for us around the city, but this rollover crash up near Idaho Springs, in between Idaho Springs and the Eisenhower Tunnel, is messing people up. It's an eastbound side, but kind of sitting there, median, slowing people down for westbound trip as well. Also got an injury crash, Highway 72 at Indiana and Jefferson County, and cops are still trying to clean up a crash on northbound Sheridan at Alameda. In the high country, Loveland Pass has reopened. Chains required on all commercial vehicles. Berthoud Pass still closed, has been since about 7 o'clock last night due to bad weather. They're also doing some avalanche control. So getting to Winter Park, not going to happen if you're going over Berthoud Pass. Forecast today, morning snow showers scattered, followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Look for a high near 40, then a nice warming trend. Sunny skies and a high of 52 on Tuesday. We may even push closer to 60 on Wednesday. Currently 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
Tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation. 303-469-0808.
We don't sell toilets. We don't sell cheap.
Do you like to save money? Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. And who doesn't, right? But how does a locally owned independent appliance store stay competitive with the big box stores? By being a member of the largest buying group in the country. That's how. Well, we're members. We offer our low price match guarantee. When you add the lowest prices to our giant event showroom and more brands than any store in the state, it just makes sense to drive an extra few minutes to experience a difference. We specialize in appliances, outdoor patio, kitchens, and laundry. At low prices and people with heart. Plus, we offer 0% financing. We're simply the best. Remodeling? Doing a fix and flip? Visit by March 21st and get a complete Whirlpool kitchen for only $11.99. An unbelievable deal from Whirlpool and Mountain High. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. I'm Brad Barnett. Thank you.
You've probably heard the saying, there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the anti-aging breakthrough Declitone, that phrase has never been more true. After all, there's strength in the fact that Declitone's proprietary formula contains 4 of the top anti-aging ingredients available. These 4 powerful, clinically proven ingredients help defy gravity to visibly tone, tighten, lift, and brighten skin for a noticeably younger look. There's strength in the fact that 97% of women who tried clinically proven Declitone said they noticed a dramatic improvement in their skin. 97%! And then there's strength in this number, 1-800-400-6621. Because when you call it, in the next 10 minutes, you can get a free trial of Declitone. If you have loose, sagging, wrinkled skin on your face, neck, chest, and hands, trust in our strength and get the results you want. For your risk-free trial of Declitone, call 1-800-400-6621 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-6621.
When you hear that music, it's time for News of the Weird. A couple stories from News of the Weird today. origin of small dogs pinned down. The ancestor of all those Chihuahuas, Spaniels, and Tiny Terriers likely came from the Middle East, a new study finds. All domestic dog breeds that exist in the world today in their myriad forms are the result of the domestication of the gray wolf. And gradually, as humans select traits they wanted in their dogs, herding ability, temperament, size, dogs diversified. Because we've intensely selected for specific traits in dogs, they make an ideal study animal to match genes to physical features and better understand how genes work, said UCLA's researchers. Scientists have matched one particular gene to small body sizes in dogs to see if the gene existed in the various gray wolf populations of the world. UCLA researchers compared the DNA of various domestic dog breeds to gray wolves from Alaska, Yellowstone, Spain, China, and Israel, and they have found that small dogs are linked to the Middle East geographically.
Lap dogs is what I call them, Dave.
Lap dogs. Yeah, I'm not a
lap dog kind of guy either.
I like a bigger dog.
You know, like all those. It seems like Silky Terriers extremely popular right now.
Yeah. Also, what are they? Cockapoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all these little like Maltese dogs and Shih Tzus and.
That's right.
You know, I want a big dog. Give me like a Burmese Mountain Dog or a Great Dane.
Yeah, well, you know, the small dogs are like small, city dogs.
Right. Small dogs need love, too, though.
They do need love.
That's not for me.
Alabama man attacked with Worcestershire sauce bottle. This is from Florence, Alabama. Police said a 38-year-old man was eating another man at a motel with a sauce bottle and a fire extinguisher. Police said the suspect was being held at the Lauderdale County Jail. Bond, he attacked a 43-year-old man with Worcestershire sauce. Drunk mom allegedly runs through school with a sword. This is from Memphis. Police said the mother of an elementary school student drank a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor before brandishing a sword in her child's school. The woman, 32, apparently intended to confront the parent of another child who had been in a spitting match with her child the previous day. That sounds like a completely out-of-control story.
Yeah, no doubt.
Boozy chimp sent to rehab. This is from Moscow.
Not again.
A Russian chimpanzee has been sent to rehab by zookeepers to cure the smoking and beer drinking habits he's picked up. A popular daily in Moscow reported on Friday. An ex-performer, Zora, became aggressive at his circus and was transferred to a zoo in the southern Russian city of Rostov, where he fathered several baby chimps, learned to draw with markers, and picked up his two vices. Man, circuses are just, they're just wrong.
They're pretty bad, aren't they?
They are. They're just wrong. This out of Dubai, tribes show best camels at a camel beauty pageant. 10 golden-colored camels adorned with sparkling ornaments line up for the finale of a beauty contest in one of the UAE's northern emirates. Oh, we got dog shows, they got camel shows. That makes sense. Huge iceberg breaks off Antarctica. This is bad. At 58 by 24 miles... The B09B iceberg floating around Antarctica for more than two decades is comparable to the state of Rhode Island and now in a slow-action but gargantuan collision with Antarctica. That iceberg has knocked off another iceberg that is 48 by 24 miles in size.
Oh, yeah, like people think about the size of Rhode Island. Like let's take that locally. It'd be like if you went from Denver to Fort Collins. You know, that's about 60 miles.
Right.
And then you go 25 miles deep into the mountains, let's say to like Central City.
Right.
And you take that landmass. It's a big chunk of ice.
That's a huge. It's like a. It's,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And finally, poll. Public five times more likely to forgive Tiger Woods than John Edwards, according to this month's CBS Vanity Fair poll. 22% of those asked would be willing to forgive Tiger Woods his bad behavior. This may seem like a low number, but Tiger should perhaps breathe a sigh of relief. He polls well compared to, say, John Edwards, who only got 5% of the forgiveness vote. Edwards, meanwhile.
How weird is that?
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, John Edwards, first of all,
was making important decisions for.
Well, I guess it doesn't make it doesn't really make it any worse. I guess in some level, but his wife had cancer.
Yeah.
He was running for high office.
Yeah.
He's like on the campaign trail, running for public office, being that irresponsible. Also interesting, Edwards, meanwhile, can take some itty-bitty, tiny comfort in the fact that he's more forgivable, says the public, than both Roman Polanski and Chris Brown. Eternal bad boy Charlie Sheen falls somewhere in the middle at 12%. An interesting poll about who we should forgive, who we will forgive. 9:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, up next, Susanna Gora. She's the author, the entertainment writer, and author of the new book, You Couldn't Ignore Me If You Tried, The Brat Pack, John Hughes, and Their Impact on a Generation. John Hughes died about 6 months ago. She's got a new book out about his legacy. We're going to chat with her after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic in really good shape for us now around the metro. Might still see some wet roads, but shouldn't run into any ice. Rollover crash, though, up near the Eisenhower Tunnel, eastbound I-70 at mile marker 217. That's causing some pretty bad backups. Also, Berthoud Pass is still closed, has been for almost about 18 hours. Adverse weather, avalanche control going on there. Loveland Pass is reopened this morning, but it does require chains for all commercial vehicles. Your forecast today, scattered morning snow showers, little accumulation, should see some sun this afternoon. Highs in the low 40s, right now 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Call for a free quote and seek shelter today.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
It's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price, $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Only may vary by eligibility.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Every time I see someone who knows my parents, they say the same thing. You look just like your mom. Oh, except you have your dad's eyes. Well, they may as well say, except you have your dad's dark under-eye circles. And since he's had dark circles and bags for as long as I can remember, I guess mine aren't going away either.
If you have dark under-eye circles and bags, you can visibly erase them and get brighter, younger-looking eyes with the revolutionary breakthrough Hydralyze. And right now, you can get a free trial of Hydralyze when you call 1-800-600-8127. Previously, Hydralyze was only available in high-end spas and plastic surgeons' offices. But right now, we're offering it risk-free through this exclusive radio offer. With the clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze, you don't have to live with dark under-eye circles and bags. Call now to get your free trial of Hydralyze and start seeing brighter, younger-looking eyes. And tell your dad about it, too. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-8127. 1-800-600-8127.
Is divorce your only option? Want some questions answered about the possibility of ending your marriage? Get the straight facts from attorneys, financial experts, and mental health experts each Sunday, because we're talking divorce. Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Hughes, the famous, and that's an understatement, the famous director, died unexpectedly died about 7 months ago. And a lot of people have talked about what his work really meant, and I think it meant a lot to a lot of people, a lot of listeners out there. And so joining us now is Susanna Gora. She is the author of a new book called You Couldn't Ignore Me If You Tried, The Brat Pack, John Hughes, and Their Impact on a Generation. You can find the link to her website on our website at am760.net. She's written for publications including Variety, Premier, Playboy, Elle, Woman's Daily, and the like. And the new book, I got it over the weekend, thumbing through it. It's definitely an exhaustive look at what John Hughes really meant. Susanna, thank you for taking the time. If you can sum up, and I'm not sure it's possible to sum up, but if you can sum up what you think the, or at least some of the messages in that string through John Hughes's work, what do you think they are? What do you think people, if there's one or two or three things that people have taken away from his work, what do you think it is?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And I think one of the messages, he really did want to tell teenagers, you know, that he understood teenage life is difficult, but that perhaps it doesn't have to be that bad. I think he wanted to instill a sense of optimism in them, that it's entirely possible to find your happy ending after all, you know, to find love, to find true friendship, even if you think other elements of your life are challenging or difficult. I think another important lesson, he wanted kids to understand that when you peel away the layers, things like what's on the outside, you know, you're the jock, you're the cheerleader, the cool kid, the nerd, that when you peel those things away, there's so many things inside of us that are similar. And, of course, in a film like The Breakfast Club, he really drove that point home.
There was, you know, I wrote a column about John Hughes when he died, and I made points. And a couple folks got in touch with me and said, you know, John Hughes was no great progressive, right? I mean, there's this, I guess there's some people wonder about his own personal politics, and they look at some of his movies that have, and putting this generously, it's mostly upper middle class or upper class white kids, and the criticism of his movies have been that, oh, you know, he's just sort of presenting as life for all Americans, a slice of life that really exists only for a relatively small group of privileged Americans. Is there anything to that in your mind?
Well, I think, you know, it's a complicated issue, one that I do explore in my book. I think there's two ways of looking at it. The first way is, look, he was presenting a slice of life. He was, if you're thinking in terms of cinema verite, you know, he was making a films about these very white kind of middle and upper middle class suburbs of Chicago in the mid-1980s. And if he was being realistic about what it was like in those very suburbs, there were not a ton of non-white kids. So, you know, if you look at it that way, he was just kind of being accurate, I guess. And I remember he was quoted once telling a reporter that he wasn't going to pretend he knew the black experience, for example. So that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is this. Because he had such a gift, and he did capture what felt like universal elements of the teenage experience that all teenagers from all backgrounds could be able to relate to, it is kind of a shame that there weren't more non-white characters to look to as role models or just to even consider, you know, the meaning of. So I think you could look at it both ways.
What do you think is his most important work? I mean, because his work, when you and I think a lot of people don't know that he was involved, for instance, I mean, he was the screenwriter for National Lampoon's Vacation.
Right.
He directed, obviously, The Breakfast Club. But his work went all the way to Uncle Buck and even to She's Having a Baby. And She's Having a Baby is kind of my brother, and his wife just watched it. I suggested it to them over the weekend. And they came away saying, wow, that was a kind of a dark movie. It was
right.
Kind of a depressing and dark movie. What do you think, he will be remembered for? Which do you think was his best work? What was he most proud of?
I think what he was most proud of, and I'm pretty sure what will still be talked about decades and decades from now, is The Breakfast Club. I think The Breakfast Club has become almost to film, you know, what The Catcher in the Rye is to literature, in that it's a classic. It explores what it means to be a teenager in a way that is timeless, even though some of the surface elements are very 80s, the music and the fashion. The themes that those characters are exploring are themes that any teenagers will be exploring. So I think The Breakfast Club, even real film snobs have to admit that The Breakfast Club is just an exquisitely made movie. And it has stood the test of time, and I think it always will.
I think it could be a great play, actually. I really do. I think because it doesn't, you know, films that adapt to plays well are those that you don't have to move the set too much, and so much of the scenes in that movie are right in that library. I don't know if a lot of people have asked this question, I'm sure of you, and were curious about this. John Hughes seemed to disappear, at least in the public's eye, after, oh, I don't know, was it 91, 92, 93, after the Home Alones, he sort of went away. Why was that? What happened there?
There are a few reasons, that I think had to do with it. For one, he always hated the kind of political Hollywood schmoozing thing. He hated going to fancy restaurants and talking with agents and producers. That never really interested him. He always stayed kind of enough of a kid at heart that he hated sort of the grown-up politics of Hollywood. So that was not a part that he enjoyed. Another thing is, he made so much money from Home Alone. I mean, all directors, not all, but most big Hollywood directors make a lot of money. He made an unbelievable amount of money, over $40 million just from having...
Personally.
From having written and produced Home Alone, right? So suddenly, and then he got in that same amount, in that same kind of ballpark for the live-action 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close, which mm-hmm. he also wrote and produced. So suddenly you're looking at an actual fortune. And so he had money, he had legacy, he knew by the early 90s that his youth films, like Breakfast Club, would stand the test of time. He knew that they were that good. So I think at a certain point he just said enough. You know, why do it anymore if you have all this legacy and you have money and you hate dealing with the politics of Hollywood? Why do it anymore?
I wonder if he hadn't done that, and we can only speculate on this, but I wonder if he hadn't done that, would he have continued to be... in your mind, in your estimation, as powerful an influence as he was? Because it does seem, look, Home Alone was a phenomenon. I mean, it's not my favorite movie in the world. I think I got some problems with it, but it was definitely a cultural phenomenon. It was a huge movie. But there were some other movies that he made towards the end of his movie making career that were kind of flops. Do you think he would have, had he stayed in the business at the level that he was, that he would have been making new classics?
It's a really good question. I do know that he always kept writing. I heard that from Howie Deutsch, the man directed Pretty in Pink and Some Kind of Wonderful. He was one of the few people he was really kept in touch with, you know, in recent years. He was always writing, John Hughes. I think it's very possible, you know, that had he stuck around Hollywood and continued to sort of crank out sort of less than amazing films, that maybe he would not have enjoyed the legacy he has today. But he was incredibly smart, and he always thought things through. Don't forget he had a background in advertising. And it's entirely possible he just felt... He knew when it was time to kind of leave the game, because maybe he knew that sticking around Hollywood another 20 years wouldn't help his legacy any.
What about the actors who were part of the Brat Pack that you report on in your book? And again, on the line with us is Susanna Gora. Her new book is You Couldn't Ignore Me If You Tried, The Brat Pack, John Hughes, and Their Impact on a Generation. What about the actors who showed up in the Brat Pack? I've always been curious about why... And I may be not 100% right here, but why most of them never went on to become huge stars post their Brat Pack ways. I mean, Anthony Michael Hall became a star, but he's not a huge star now. Why do you think that is? Was it because they were so typecasted or so identified with the John Hughes classics that they couldn't break free of that?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, it depends on how you define success. Most of them still are working actors.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know,
right.
And they have, you know, most of them have nice lives and families.
But they were, they were huge stars when they, in the Hughes age, and now they're not.
Well, one of the theses in my book is that the Brat Pack article, which was a cover story for New York Magazine where that term was coined, it was called Hollywood's Brat Pack was the headline. And one of my arguments is that that article really did kind of have like a ruinous effect on a lot of their careers. It was written by a man named David Blum, who I also interviewed for the book because I wanted to get everyone's perspective. And he spent a night out on the town with guys from the cast of St. Elmo's Fire. So it was Judd Nelson, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez. He was there just to write an article about Estevez, but he ended up seeing sort of a larger story that maybe it was interesting to talk about this group of hot young actors. And there was something about that article, you know, this is a pre-TMZ age, a pre-Perez Hilton age, and it was so incredibly personal, the article. It went into such details of their personal lives. It was kind of shocking. And the media industry took definite attention, and so did the entertainment industry, paid a lot of attention to it. And Judd Nelson told me, for example, that after the article ran, it was, you know, that serious directors would say, I don't want to meet with that kid. Isn't he one of those Brat Pack kids?
Right.
I think it's entirely possible that that article really did change the course of their professional lives forever. And the phrase Brat Pack then started to include almost all the young actors, people like Molly Ringwald, who certainly had nothing to do with St. Elmo's Fire, and she certainly was not there that night on the town. So it's an interesting phenomenon, and I tried to explore it from all angles.
Well, it's shocking to me when you break it down about who's in the Brat Pack. It was always somewhat shocking to me that I thought, my own personal opinion out of all the Brat Pack, if you can call the Brat Pack, if you can call these folks Brat Pack, I thought the most talented of them, Anthony Michael Hall, I thought John Cryer is talented, and he's got a TV show, and John Cusack, of course, he's been very successful. Call him part of the Brat Pack, I don't really know. Matthew Broderick, he's been really, really successful. So I guess out of all the folks in the extended Brat Pack, I guess Matthew Broderick would probably be the most successful, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's definitely up there. He has had an amazing career. I mean, he's had incredible success on Broadway. He's been in big movies and little movies, television. He's done a bit of everything. And he's just one of those actors that I think his sort of coolness is permanent. People love Matthew Broderick. And I think, you know, one of the reasons it's possible that he was able to make that leap was, do you remember the film Glory, that great Civil War epic?
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, he was so incredible in that film, and it was it was a world away from Ferris Bueller, wasn't it?
He's
shown people that side of himself so quickly after his famous teen movies. I really think that helped him make the leap and helped everyone see him as a grown-up star.
My last question for you is, do you think that we will, I don't know, 20, 30 years from now, old timers talk about, you know, John Ford movies or other movies. Do you think we will look back on this era or the 80s and early 90s, and will John Hughes be up there with the other directors that we will talk about in this age as a memorable figure?
Absolutely. I think that he is going to be forever thought of not just as one of the more important filmmakers of the 80s, but he has really secured a place as the most important filmmaker of movies about young people of all time, certainly in America and arguably anywhere in the world. And the fact that all the youth entertainment today, things like Twilight and Gossip Girl, you know, are inspired by these great John Hughes films just shows us that today's kids love these movies. And I think, you know, the song Don't You Forget About Me, no one has forgotten about the movies, and I don't think they ever will.
Again, the book is You Couldn't Ignore Me If You Tried, The Brat Pack, John Hughes, and Their Impact on a Generation, the author, Susanna Gora. Susanna, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
9:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll fill you in on the last couple of stories that we didn't touch today. We'll take some of your calls. We got open lines, 303-713-7600, if you want to weigh in on the I-70 proposal to use one lane as a flexible lane for skiers. What do you think about that? Also, should we be cutting public employee retirement, or is that immoral? We are the first state to cut existing retirees' benefits, a lawsuit challenging that, saying it's a violation of the state's contractual obligation to these employees. What do you think about that? And a Miranda rights debate in this state. A new bill would say police would have to inform you that you can refuse to comply with a voluntary police search. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? 303-713-7600. We got open lines. And there's the song, Don't You Forget About Me. John Hughes.
What's your favorite Hughes film?
Oh, man. My favorite John Hughes film. I was just watching Uncle Buck yesterday.
Outdoors and Uncle Buck are good ones.
They are so good.
I was a little later in his career. I like the stuff in, like, the 85 and 86. I'm thinking Weird Science may be my favorite one.
Weird Science is, I got to say, as movies go, I got to go with Ferris Bueller's.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
It's just such a classic. It is just such a classic. The only thing is about Ferris Bueller's, and this is, I heard somebody, this is not my argument. Somebody made the point the difference between Ferris Bueller's and his other movies was there's no moral of the story. Right? It's just Ferris Bueller is this.
Takes a day off of school.
Takes a day off. That's it. But usually with John Hughes, it comes back to something.
I mean, did Ed
lesson.
Rooney learn a lesson in that movie? I don't think so.
But that's the point. Is that what I'm saying is, actually, my favorite John Hughes movie, I'd be in trouble. Truly my favorite John Hughes movie is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
That's the funniest movie. That is one of the funniest movies ever made. And that's an example of the movie has like a lesson, right? Like you can't be mean to strangers and people have all these stories underneath. Ferris Bueller's is a great movie, but what do you come away learning? Just like, hey.
Really nothing.
So it's a fun movie, but it's a little different.
Right. And it's so weird, man. I was looking up, you know, the Hughes films and I was like, St. Elmo's Fire, where is that? And I didn't realize that he didn't direct that or write it or anything.
No, it's just.
I mean, it's
just a Brat Pack movie.
Yeah, it is, and it really seems like the same type of thing the Breakfast Club is all about. But when you are in college, or you know, you're out there trying to find a spouse.
Well, and I never knew, and I only found this out when I was researching my own book, that Hughes wrote National Lampoon's Vacation,
yeah.
Which is just hilarious.
Yeah, man.
And he was really obsessed with road trips. All right, we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600, after a traffic update with John Terry.
Thank you, Dave. Really, there is no traffic around to tell you about in the metro. Up in the high country, you might see some slippery spots on 70. Change required for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Burford Pass still shut down, has been since 6:40 p.m. last evening. Bad weather, avalanche control going on there. Your forecast in town, a few snow showers in the a.m., followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Look for a high near 40. Nice warming trend on our way. Sunny skies and a high of 52 tomorrow. We could reach 60 on Wednesday. Currently, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit drcog.org.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Kangaroos cannot walk backwards. Fact 2. When you have GEICO auto insurance, you could save even more by letting GEICO help you with your homeowner's or renter's insurance. Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our new multi-policy discount could save you. Want to see me walk backwards? Whoops. I'm okay.
If you wear safety toe shoes on the job, here's some good news. Now there's a safety toe with 44% more room in the toe box. So much more toe room, they're called King Toe. Best of all, King Toe work boots are genuine Red Wing. So you also get premium leathers, hand stitching, and legendary Red Wing construction. King Toe from Red Wing Shoes. Built to fit, built to last. Since 1905.
Get boots that fit your feet, job, and wallet. Find a store at redwingshoes.com.
Tuna melt and fries.
Good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
956 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Pamela in Denver. Pamela, you're on AM 760. Hello, Pamela.
Yeah, I wanted to say about the I-70 thing, you know, why don't they encourage public transportation and shuttles and things like that? And where's the incentive for people to seek out, you know, alternative transportation? They're just going to cater to the people generating traffic.
That's a good point. If we're going to have this extra lane, if we're going to spend money on this extra lane, I think it's a good question. What kind of incentives are we providing? I mean, and what kind of parameters are we setting, right? I mean, I think, for instance, I think it would be a good idea to say, look, if you want to use this extra lane, you got to have three or more people in your car. How about that? You know, at least some incentive for people to be carpooling. It's a really good point, because otherwise, you're right, you're just creating another way for people to not be energy efficient. Good point. Hey, thanks for the call, Pamela. Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I've lived in Colorado ever since I've been five and gone. I'm not in 3 years. And there's a lot of times, you know, in the summer since the Eisenhower Tunnel opened, jam's been so bad, I take an alternate route. I go south through Breckenridge over Hoosier, pass through Fairplane, then 285 out to Hamden.
And you know what? I think a lot of people are exploring alternate routes because the situation on I-70 has gotten that annoying. That's absolutely right. Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM760.
Hi, this is Cliff. Just wanted to say you guys have missed the point on Ferris Bueller. In the last lines of the movie, he says, life is a precious gift. Don't take it too seriously, but don't miss it.
Life moves pretty fast if you don't. Well, I guess that is the lesson, right? That's right. Life moves pretty fast if you don't stop and, well, I forget, I'm going to butcher the line, but he basically, you're right. I guess there is a message there that you got to enjoy life, and a lot of us forget that. You're right, man. That is a good point. I know that I'm feeling that way right now on my book deadline. I feel like I'm not able to stop and just realize that you can smell the roses or enjoy the snow as much as
I hate. Stop and smell the dung beetle, Dave.
Stop and enjoy the gray skies. Actually, it's becoming blue skies. Oh, there's the Ferris Bueller theme right there. Oh, yeah, that's the show for you. See you tomorrow.
If you're a woman over 35 and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Do you have noticeable wrinkles and fine lines? Is your facial skin damaged from years of sun exposure or smoking? Do you have deep, prominent frown lines? Has your skin lost its radiant, youthful appearance? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a free trial of hydroxytone. Simply call 1-800-900-0684. Clinically proven hydroxytone visibly erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view for younger-looking, more radiant skin. The results are so impressive, it was included in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards, and women who've tried it have called it life-changing. If you want to see the dramatic results yourself and take years off your skin risk-free, call now for this exclusive radio offer. That's a free trial of hydroxytone at 1-800-900-0684. This is a limited-time offer. 1-800-900-0684.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.